It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Oh, the muckrakers are raking it up this afternoon. We had a story break a little bit yesterday. I say a little bit because very little of it was known until about noon today. It was a headline, and then it was a story. But, of course, all the idiot corporate media took it and ran with it as though it were God's own gospel. And now the dust is starting to settle down. But bottom line, the Department of Education's legal counsel, and this is the second one they've had this year, because Attorney General Gettner Drummond fired the last one. They quit. They just had enough. We'll tell you why and what this means going forward. And I will cut through the spin, that which drives us all nuts and maybe makes us want to light one up. I don't know. You can join in the conversation along with me on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I am Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Governor Stitt signed a firearms non-discrimination bill into law today. I don't discriminate against firearms at all. I enjoy a Beretta just as much as I enjoy a Glock. You know, I just don't discriminate. I can't imagine why somebody would have been discriminating against firearms. That's a terrible thing.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Okay, no, that's not what it has to do with, but I will explain what it does and how it affects you. Which part of the big, beautiful bill will give you more school choice? What made Texas Democrat legislators give up their fight today? It's amazing what'll happen when you start hitting them in the pocketbook. Oh, and George Soros says, I'm not going to pay for any more of this. No more for you. You have spent too much money in my hotel. You've spent too much money on women and the wine. And having to pay off your fines? No, not going to do it anymore. So you go back to Texas and do your jobs, because there are people starving to death in the hill country. What? You mean you don't want to go back to deep in the heart of Texas? Okay, so that happened today. What it means, I think that's what it means, what I just told you, but we'll come up with some more to talk about on that. On Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews and The Drive, more evidence city-owned grocery stores do not succeed. Now, do you remember? It was about 5 years ago. There was a grocery store on Martin Luther King and 36th. No, it was Lincoln and 36th. Anyway, it closed down because it was getting robbed too much. All right? They were losing too much money because they were getting robbed. And there was this big uproar. Oh, no, food desert. That part of town, nobody will have a grocery store. What do we do? And they were talking about it. They were talking about a state-run grocery store, so those poor people don't have to drive 10 blocks to another grocery store. And I want to say Homeland stepped up and said, you know what, we'll take a chance on it. I think they're still there. That's what you need to do if there's a food desert. You need to incentivize a business to come into that area. Now, how do you do that? Well, for once, you keep the bad people away. You make sure there's enough cops in the area that nobody's going to want to rob the place. That's number one. So instead of spending money on stocking and running and paying people to operate a grocery store, just step up your police presence in the grocery store that already exists. We'll get into this, and we'll also get into, speaking of businesses being propped up by your tax dollars, a new sporting goods store is coming to town, and it has some people talking. you and I will get the jump on it right here on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. And finally, what do gun rights and tariffs have in common? There is no answer to that question. It's completely what they say, what they call rhetorical. I'm just asking a question to start your thoughts. But I will have on a gun rights activist who just so happens to also be a PhD in as an economist. John Lott is his name. I've had him on before. He's a good friend of mine, good friend of the program. It goes way back to when I just started Firearms Friday in 2008, maybe? 2010, maybe? I forgot when I started the Firearms Friday feature, but he heard about it and called, and I put him on and interviewed him for Firearms Friday, and then he came and gave a talk. He is not a gun guy. I don't even think he owns a gun, John Lott. But he is an economist who has looked at the numbers, and he's one of these numbers geeks. He can look at a spreadsheet and tell you what it says in seconds. And then he can break it down into you know, breakout sections. You know, this demographic says this is. He's just used to looking at these numbers. Anyway, he's also got some important things to say about tariffs and what they mean for our economy. So that's coming up. I know it's Wednesday night church night, so if you're on your way, I'd love to hear your voice and a phone call to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, lmatthews at freedom969.com, and you can find me on Facebook and also on the X profiles. So for the second time in less than a year, Oklahoma State Board of Education, chaired by the school superintendent, Ray Walters, needs a new legal counsel. Yesterday, the Tulsa-based law firm, whose attorneys now serve as the board's general counsel, withdrew that role. They vacated themselves. They quit. They said it was because of an ongoing conflict, listen to this very carefully, between four new members of the board concerning who has the ultimate decision-making power on major education issues. Now, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. You're the legal counsel. Wouldn't it be your job to determine that? Wouldn't it be your job to look at the bylaws of the Department of Education and the state constitution and all of that stuff to tell what is what? That's what is got me confused. The law firm, Norman Walgamuth, has represented the board since October after Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond withdrew his approval of Carla Nicholas of Edmond, the board's previous attorney. Why did Attorney General Gettner Drummond do that? Well, I don't know, but I can guess. My guess is he was running for governor, and he wanted to discourage Ryan Walters from also running for governor, knowing that Ryan Walters has enormous popularity among the voters. So he's going to do what he can to make Ryan Walters' job as difficult as possible. But that's just me. I don't know anything behind the scenes. She primarily served, she being Karen Nicholas of Edmond. So one of Walgamuth's attorneys, Chad Kootmus, had primarily served in the role since that time. But in recent months, it became clear during public meetings that Kootmus and the four new board members appointed by Governor Stitt, two in February, two in April, did not see eye to eye on issues regarding board responsibilities. Kootmus sided with Walters when the board raised questions. In the board's most recent meeting, board members received a prickly response from Walters and Kootmus when they brought up what's been a thorny issue in recent months, their lack of power to place items on the board's meeting agenda. Based upon recent developments, questioning the scope and extent of the power and authority of the members of the board, many of whom were appointed after the firm was retained vis-a-vis their power and authority as chairman and president of the board. They believe it is at best interest of the board and appropriate as a matter of their professional responsibilities to withdraw as general counsel to the board to avoid any conflicts of interest, even in the appearance of any conflicts of interest in regard to these issues. Have they been threatened? Has somebody come back? Has Attorney General Gettner Drummond or Governor Stitt said, you know, we don't like that you often side with Walters? And, you know, we might just launch some charges of conflict of interest if you don't pull out. Don't know that that's happened. Just guessing. Near the end of July's board meeting, under the agenda category of new business, board member Michael Tinney of Norman requested to be there be a discussion in August about board members adding items to the agenda. Now, thus far, here's what has happened. The superintendent of education sets the agenda, then the board discusses it and votes on whatever the matter might be. Board members, as I understand it, can bring up different items, but it has to be the superintendent of education who decides whether or not they're actually going to do that or not. Just like a speaker of the House or a president pro tem of the Senate. They are the ones that set the agenda for the board. They are the ones that set the agenda for that legislative body. Works the same way with the State Board of Education. Now, if that board is united in not liking any of the issues that that are being brought to the agenda by the State Board of Education superintendent, they can feel free to vote them all down in a matter of protest. So they have their checks and their balances. It's not like they're being gagged and bound by the state superintendent of education. So I don't know what their beef is, other than let's make trouble for Ryan Walters. And if that is their beef, are they doing it on their own? Or were they told by somebody, you go in there and you make as much trouble as you can in the Board of Education? Make this guy look as bad as you can. In other words, muck rake. So that we can get rid of this guy. The story goes on, and it talks about some of the other things, that the serving and the volleying, but basically that's it. They say that it is evident that legal counsel prioritized the superintendent's position over fostering a collaborative relationship with the full board. Who cares? I didn't think it was the job of the legal counsel to fabricate any relationship with any member of the board. Their job is to sit there and observe and let them know what is legal and what isn't, what is constitutional and what isn't. So I'm getting a vibe here that maybe the head of the firm, because these new members are there and have been there, were installed on the board after the law firm took the position as the legal counsel. I'm getting the idea that, okay, we're not going to get in this fight. We'll let somebody else get into this fight. Now, getting new legal counsel, I don't know. Seems to me that, too, would require the vote of the board. And maybe that's what they're getting at. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to let this board figure out who they want to have as their law, as their legal counsel. But still, more muck being raked. What are your thoughts? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Adam Schiff, I've dug up some comments from him about nobody is above the law, yet here he is under allegations that he was leaking information, classified information that he himself, not the same information, but he himself made those accusations against Trump. More projecting from these Democrat nitwits. lot of mail, too, that came in over the yesterday evening and yesterday afternoon. So I'd love to get your conversation at 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9. Has your lawn slowed down, the growing rate of your lawn? Mine sure did at the Matthews Mansion because we had backed off of some rain there for a while. But now we get these popcorn showers that pop up and drop an inch here, drop an inch there. And sometimes it is rain and sometimes it's hail. We had hail and wind and more and in other areas. So we're not out of the woods yet. McRoof.us is here to help if you need them. Replacement done right. And their phone number is 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. Picture the numbers as I say them in your head. And you want to keep that number handy, even if you don't have any damage to your roof. And it doesn't matter what kind of roof you have, by the way. If you have one of these fancy schmancy copper roofs, or one of these other sheet metal roofs, or just a regular old asphalt roof. And even if you do, they will fortify that roof if it needs to be repaired or replaced, and make it bigger, better, last a lot stronger against whatever Oklahoma can throw at it in the future, which is why your insurance company will like the idea that you're doing business with McRoof. And they'll even talk things over with your insurance company, which makes it even better. So the important thing now is, with damage to your roof or not, remember this number, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, print up their downloadable PDF, because McRoof is saving lives and protecting property, one roof at a time.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on your way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Are you looking for real and lasting health solutions? I'm Lee Matthews, and when my sciatica pain was driving me crazy, I found that Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your pain, fatigue, or mobility issues. Plus, Dr. Moss just released a new book, Designed for More, and new patients get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Did you know firefighters are 5 times more likely to experience PTSD and depression, and more than 50% fear negative repercussions, including job loss for reaching out? Help the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association support our Oklahoma firefighters and end the stigma of getting mental health support. Your donation can lessen the financial burden and connect those who selflessly serve your community to licensed professionals that are equipped to help. For more information or to donate, visit osfa.info. Even our heroes need help. Will you answer the call?
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
As Washington heads on vacation for the month of August, we're all about to send our kids back to school. It's Eric Erickson here. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Silly season takes hold when Washington is on vacation. There's so much to cover. Beyond the major headlines and the international news, there's a lot of crazy things out there. We'll get to all of them, and I'll take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9.
I see a proud American city, our nation's capital, in trouble. It has a crime problem. And if you don't believe me, then carry your happy ass down to 8th Street or Columbia Heights or the Navy Yard or Brentwood, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and walk around alone and see what happens.
Senator John Kennedy telling it like it is, the crime problem in Washington, D.C. And with only 24 hours of Trump taking over the police and security in Washington, D.C., the amazing list of things that got done that somehow didn't get done before that. We'll get into that coming up. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Remember this?
The administration is corrupt. No one, not even a president, is above the law.
That was then Representative Adam Schiff and his prosecution of the president. Again and again and again, he said that. In fact, I could have come up with a montage of about 20 times he said, no one's above the law, no one's above the law, no one's above the law. And in documents that were released day before yesterday, we are finding that there is solid documentation that Adam Schiff did release classified information, leaked it directly to the press. That is a felony. Remember when he said this?
You have a president peddling these falsehoods, and you have essentially people putting out propaganda like Rudy Giuliani to further that fiction. It is, I think, of a size and scope probably beyond Watergate.
Really? Hello, kettle. I'd like you to meet the black pot. Pot calling the kettle black? Projection? Whatever they accuse you of doing, they themselves are already guilty of doing it and have been doing it for a long time? Straight out of the Saul Alinsky book. And yesterday I also read a report that Adam Schiff wanted to become the head of the CIA. And that all dried up and blew away when Hillary Clinton lost the election.
How dare you?
So instead of being mad at Hillary Clinton for losing the election and taking it out on her, he takes it out on Donald Trump as though Donald Trump has done something wrong by daring to beat Hillary Clinton.
How dare you?
And launches this all-out assault. I bet he spent more time and money in the 4 years that Trump was in office trying to persecute or defame or disqualify him than he did for anybody or anything in his home district. He's now a senator. And I hope they go after him. I hope they nail him to the wall. No, a flagpole. So then maybe he'll really understand the true meaning of red, white, and blue.
Ooh, that's a bingo. How fun.
Coming up, details on the teacher pipeline that is being assembled in Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews in The Drive. Gene writes, Lee, what Trump did today will be studied for decades, not because it made headlines, but because it silently rewired the very architecture and global power. Trump did what no president ever could do or would dare. He reached into the core of the world's hidden command structure and pulled out the keystones. In a single stroke, he signed into action a move that didn't just address crime or restore order in Washington, D.C. He struck at the heart of the unholy trinity that has been ruling for generations. Jean wrote this to me a couple days ago as I hadn't had a chance to get to it, but she goes on to say, by federalizing the District of Columbia, he did more than take command of the Capitol security. He began dismantling a 150-year-old corporate sovereignty born from an act of 1871, a legal fiction that made the District of Columbia a separate power center, equal in standing to the City of London and the Vatican. Trump has just entered the jurisdictional warfare territory, and the moment the ink dried, the pyramid of global control lost its military cornerstone. To understand the magnitude of this, picture a three-tier structure often called the Unholy Trinity. It's not symbolic only. There is physical jurisdictions within the unequal legal status, each performing a district function in global governance. Washington, D.C., a little like Vatican City, only a military command. A federal district outside the jurisdiction of any state, it houses the Pentagon and the full spectrum of the U.S. military and intelligence agencies. From here, global military alliances, covert operations, and surveillance networks are coordinated, forcing Washington, D.C. and NATO command structures, defense contractors, intelligence partnerships, and the Homeland Security apparatus. These institutions are the public face of a deeper structure. The part most people can see, they form the operational layer that carries out the will of those at the pyramid's apex. Let's roll. Wow, Gene, I tell you, you really put that together. That was done well. So what you're saying, Gene, if I understand what you're saying properly, He not only cleaned up Washington, D.C., he cleaned up the figurehead of the entire free world, the security of that figurehead. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. President Trump this morning did a press conference from the Kennedy Center. The facility is owned by the U.S. government and will honor actor Sylvester Stallone, country legend George Strait, disco singer Gloria Gaynor, and rock band Kiss. They will be recognized as Kennedy Center honor recipients. The president is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Anchorage, Alaska in just 2 days. The two leaders will hold a face-to-face meeting at a military base there. It comes as Trump held a virtual call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and European leaders earlier today. People in central Iowa took photographs and reported an unusual spiral light in the sky late last night. Turns out it was a rocket launch from French Guiana in South America. That was likely spotted over the northern U.S. states last night. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
With all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some areas are considering either defunding or abolishing the police. At a time when America's neighborhoods need the protection of police the most, some elected officials would rather create more chaos by playing politics. If you're sick of elected officials caving in to demands of the radical left, you're not alone. It's time we stand up and declare our support for local police. The majority of police officers are important partners in protecting our God-given rights. If you prefer freedom over chaos, then learn how you can help protect the local police that serve your community. Call today and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. Dial 800-JBS-USA1. That's 800-JBS-USA1. Request your free Support Your Local Police info packet by calling 800-JBS-USA1 today.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Garfield Furniture. Great news! Garfield Furniture has what you've been looking for and much more. Visit them in downtown Enid today. Authorities in Lincoln County are investigating the suspicious death of a 35-year-old Shawnee woman found in rural Wellston Sunday. Investigators are looking for a man believed to have been with her the night before she died, a person of interest who was previously tied to a November murder case, though charges were never filed. Officials say the man claimed the woman shot herself but then fled the scene, which raised concerns. The two reportedly knew each other, and she'd been helping him collect scrap metal for money. Officials urge anyone with information to contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Choctaw High School is welcoming students back next week to a brand new multi-story building packed with modern upgrades. The new school replaces a 50-year-old building and was funded through a $282 million bond approved by voters in 2022. Officials say the improvements are designed to give students the tools and safety they need to succeed in the modern day. Former sophomore high school kicker Cam Little has made NFL history in the Jacksonville Jaguars preseason game by nailing a 70-yard field goal. That's the longest ever in league history. Little's high school career included 6 field goals and a perfect record on 24 extra point attempts. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Garfield Furniture is Northwest Oklahoma's most relaxing place. Who needs the spa when you have a giant room full of welcoming and comfortable recliners? Recliners that move you, literally. Garfield Furniture has the best selection of adjustable recliners. And don't stop there, because there's another giant room full of mattresses ready for rest and relaxation. Plus, with 3 full levels of tables, lamps, chairs, couches, and more, there's no other place that is more comforting than Garfield Furniture. Shop local today in downtown Enid since 1922.
When you're in pain, it's important to treat it, but also get to the root cause. Hi, it's Lee Matthews, and that's why I love Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms, they find the root cause, whether it's chronic pain, for me, sciatica, fatigue, or mobility issues. Their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving, feeling better, and living better. Located in Yukon, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at ModusHealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Governor Stitt has signed the Firearms Non-Discrimination Act into law. I'll go over what that means for you and why it's a good thing as The Drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, it will be breezy and very warm with intervals of sun turning cloudy later, reaching a high of 96. Saturday morning will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 95. Sunday will be partly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Approximately 850 officers and agents were surged across the city. They made a total of 23 arrests, including multiple other contacts. Last night, these arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics, reckless driving, and a bench warrant.
And that was just one night. One night of Trump taking over the police force and calling in the National Guard and doing what the city of Washington, D.C. could not do. Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. What do you think of the legal counsel for the state school board resigning? This is the second one in less than a year. I suspect there's something going on behind the scenes that's pushing them out, trying to make things more difficult for Ryan Walters. But I don't have any confirmation of any of that. But your thoughts as well, 405-608-4377. A new teacher pipeline programming is utilizing international connections to bring some relief to Oklahoma teacher shortages. Fuel Oklahoma City is an Oklahoma City-based education nonprofit recruiting three educators from Mexico to teach at Santa Fe South schools over the 2025-2026 school year. According to Fuel's OKC website, nonprofit is committed to increasing high-quality public education in Oklahoma City's urban core by investing in the school's related programs to improve educational outcomes. The Oklahoma State School Boards Association found Oklahoma had a record 1,019 teacher vacancies in 2022-23. In 2024, a study from ScholarRoo ranked Oklahoma 13th out of 50 states. Well, that's not too bad, for the highest teacher shortages in the United States. The 13th out of 50 is not bad. The College Scholarship Service found Oklahoma had 60.07 teachers per 1,000 enrolled students, and blah, 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 more, words, numbers. Fuel Oklahoma City's teacher pathway was formed through partnerships with private Catholic university, Universidad Popular Autónoma del Estado de Puebla in Puebla, Mexico, which has existing exchange agreements with the University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University. Out of the 16 people who interviewed for the pilot program, they said five made the cut. Ultimately, three accepted the offers. The program has provided them with H-1B work visas. If you are asking, they will be legal, which will allow American employers to hire foreign talent for specialized jobs. I gather they speak fluent Spanish, which is important because that's where they're going to be working on the south side of Santa Fe Road in Oklahoma City. I don't have a problem with this. Whatever it takes. I don't have a problem with granting them a visa to come over here and do it. Whatever it takes to solve the problem. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Lee, this is Rowdy. I'm over here by Fire Lake Casino.
Rowdy, it has been a while. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening more than I've been talking. So, but
that is okay.
I just want to touch on, you were talking about schools. I just want to touch on it. And, of course, my numbers will not be exact because it's been a while since I researched it. But I know people who are school teachers that we've been having issues with them being woke and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they're always wanting, you know, back a while, I bet you remember back when all the teachers needed, we need more money for the kids. We need more money for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a pen to paper and everything. And the little school I went to, less than 400 people in the school, and their budget per kid is something like $10,000 per kid. And I'm sitting there going, you can go to a private school for $10,000 to $11,000.
Yeah.
And there's 500 plus, I don't know the exact number, 530 or something like that, districts. Each district has a superintendent
mm-hmm.
that gets 103 is the minimum. And, you know, we only got 77 counties, 507 districts. But, you know, I was sitting there putting it, what they spend in school a week. And then the kicker of all this is Oklahoma, last I seen, was ranked number 51 in the on the bottom. They're apparently they're counting 51 because they're counting Washington D.C.
Yes,
and so they're lowest in the math. They're lowest in all this, and I'm sitting there going, you know, you keep telling me it's for the children. It's for the children, it's all the teachers all hold their hands out. I mean, I don't know if you remember, they all wanted a $5,000 raise, $10,000 raise,
and they held the state hostage until they got it from Governor Fallon.
And so I've been listening to a lot, and I'm Ryan Walters and stuff like that.
Your check engine light or your lane correction keeps correcting you.
Yeah, it keeps. I need to watch the road. It's a Cadillac thing. I just want to touch on that.
Okay. No, this is good that you brought these statistics up. I don't know the numbers either, but what you are quoting is a study from an organization called Wallet Hub. And Wallet Hub does not take into account cost of living. All they did was take, all right, how much money does each state spend per pupil, and what is the graduation rate of that state? So automatically, we're going up against states where the cost of living is a lot higher, so the spending per pupil is lower. And then also, when you look at our spending, you don't take that into account, the high amount of administrators that we have, because only about 40% of the money that's spent on education actually gets into the classroom, less than half. So you are right, Rowdy. You don't need lane correction when you're talking about education. You've already got it.
They say they don't make enough money, and I mean, I understand the cost of living, but from what I looked up, and this is Oklahoma figures, all these numbers, I think they started like $47,000. A brand new teacher starting, and they work, they say 160, but I think it was at the max 190 days out of the year.
Well, in all fairness, they're doing other stuff too. In the summer, they have to go to summer programs. They have to do, if they're at a high school, they have to help with the ball games. They're doing other stuff. They don't get the time off that the kids get. So, in all fairness, I don't have a problem with that type of a yearly salary if it's worth it. That's the thing.
At my school where I went to, they go 4 days a week, seven-man football. You're spending $10,000. You got 399 students. You're spending $10,000 per student, and then you got superintendent, and assistant superintendent that both earn over $100,000. I'm sitting here going,
So if you played football in your high school, you were so needy that the players had to change pads before they could go. Like if you were waiting on the sideline and the coach wanted to send you in, you had to wait for somebody else to come and take their pads off. You put those pads on and then you ran out in the field.
Well, that's a lot truer you think it is. We played places like, you know, big schools, but we had a heck of a softball team, you know, back when I was, they played regular 11-man football, Class B. We were state champs 5 years in a row, stuff like that. Now they're 7-man. Mm-hmm. But they have a big business up there. They have rebuilt. We got a stadium that looks like something you'd see, maybe not Ada, but it's pretty nice setup because of the business donating a lot of money to it.
You don't have to bring your own lawn chair to watch the football game.
Not anymore. Yeah. We used to, this was no lie, back in the day, we had an old boxcar for the all the announcers and stuff, and the other team, they had got to sit on wooden benches and stuff like that. This is no lie.
But I believe it. I've done play-by-play at high schools where it was like that. Where's my broadcast booth? Right there, and it's a picnic table. Okay, here we go.
Exactly. There should be some checks and balances. Which, speaking of doing broadcasts, I've been to a lot of radio stations, and you look at them, you think they're this big, huge building. It's like WKRP in Cincinnati or something like that. And you go in there, and there's a guy sitting at a table with a little microphone tossed down, and he's got a big window he can look out. I used to run with a lot of radio people.
Rowdy, I've worked in some palaces, and I've worked in some toilets. And honestly, it always seems like the palaces that I worked in, nobody got along because everybody was all snooty because they were working for this company that gave them this palace. But when you're working in a toilet and everybody has to get along and everybody has to borrow the pencils and the typewriters and everything, you end up getting along a lot better. And you end up, my best work was when I was working in a toilet where, you know, there was wire hanging from the walls and holes in the walls and the toilets were backed up. I was at my best. I'm always at my best when I was working in one of those.
If it was in Oklahoma, I'd probably been in that building.
Probably.
Because radio people like to party, I have to tell you that, though.
Well, and this is a funny story, too. I was, because I've been doing this since I was 15. I think I was about 17, visiting my grandparents in Seminole. And yeah. I was bored, didn't have anything to do. My grandpa says, "You got something you want to do while you're here?" I said, "Well, you know, I'd kind of like to go look at the local radio station, just say hello." And okay, well, here. He tossed me his keys, and I got into his great big old Impala, and I drove up to Ada, to a little FM station in Ada from Seminole. And it was a toilet. It was like an old trailer house out on a hill right by the transmitter. And I just walked in. "Yeah, can we help you?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just a radio guy in town. And I just wanted to come see the studio, say hello." And I told them who I was. And they said, "Can you do the afternoon show?"
Yeah. Now you're getting mentioned, like names up there with all these big wigs, I guess big wigs. And I'm thinking one of these days is going to be like, instead of Rush Limbaugh, it'd be Lee Matthews.
I couldn't. Well, I don't know. But I couldn't do that show that afternoon because my grandpa wanted me to go visit some cousins with him. So I didn't get to do that. But I still wish I did because that would have just been fun. Just for fun. Movie passes. Give me a couple of movie passes and I'll go.
Oh, and they got the movie pass.
Yes.
I want so much free stuff.
Either that or I think the Dairy Queen had just opened in Ada and they were giving out free whatevers. Free hot fudge sundaes. I could have done it for that.
Yeah, you was talking about that, and I've been looking that up, researching, because I say I got people I know that's going into being teachers right now, and the big thing I'm in is this woke. I don't care how woke you are do what you believe what you want to believe. Just don't be telling my kids or grandkids how to believe.
Now, I'm hearing an occasional chuckle in the background. Do you have company with you?
I do. She's obviously a poor judge of character, rides around with her.
She's a good audience. She's a good audience. She laughs. Yeah, she's a good audience.
She's another conservative.
All right. Well, Riley, I got to run. You're spot on when it comes to education, so don't worry about it. If you ever get in an argument with a liberal over that, you'll win it because you're on top of it on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Randy writes, "Lee, regarding that woman you had on yesterday, oh, you mean Jenny Welch?
White people that triple Trump should be banned, boycotted from enjoying the best thing that America has to offer, which is multiculturalism. Get your fat asses out of the Mexican restaurant. Get your fat asses over to Cracker Barrel."
That is Jenny Welch. She is from Oklahoma, lives in Oklahoma. I don't know where. Even if I did, I wouldn't say so. But she also had some sort of interior design show on Bravo Network, and she was on a podcast this past week talking about how filthy she thinks Trump voters are. So Randy goes on to say, regarding Jenny Welch not wanting whites or any Trump supporter in a Mexican, Asian, or Indian restaurant, my wife of 30 years is Hispanic, born and raised in Honduras, and a U.S. citizen and is a conservative Trump supporter. Should she be allowed in a Mexican restaurant? That is the question, Randy. Because what little Miss Welch seems to have forgotten is that a huge percentage of the Hispanic vote went to Trump. A huge percentage of the black vote went to Trump. A huge percentage of the Asian vote went to Trump. It wasn't just fat white people. I'm putting a pin, because we went over this yesterday, but I'm putting a pin in the fact that she is criticizing racism by being racist. But you understand. Who is the idiot here? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. On the way, Governor Stitt signed a firearms non-discrimination bill into law. What the hell is that, and why would you discriminate? I mean, I can see if you'd prefer to shoot a Beretta than a Glock, but in a tense situation, I think you wouldn't discriminate. You'd grab whatever gun is available, wouldn't you? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Do you think a baker should be forced to bake a cake for something they don't believe in? Let's say the customer wanted a cake of an obscene body part or something along those lines. Do you believe that a store that supports Donald Trump and makes a special hamburger in salute of Donald Trump should be ostracized for doing that? Yeah, I don't either. And do you believe a bank that doesn't like your politics should be able to not do business with you? Yeah, well, that's the problem and the uncomfortable truth with a lot of big banks in this country. They're not just neutral. They're actually actively working against the things you believe in. And that's where Old Glory Bank comes in. Old Glory Bank, they're not going to play games with your money, and they're not going to send your money to be played games with by those that you oppose. Nor will they be trying to shut you down if you say something they don't believe in, because they believe in the American way. Not gender ideology, abortion activism, ESG mandates, you name it. They're not going to help out with that. But they will help you make more money and be better stewardships of your money and your cash. Look into it. OldGloryBank.com/Liberty. OldGloryBank.com/Liberty. That's OldGloryBank.com/Liberty, because they believe in it, Liberty.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the Safe Department. We're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo, presented by Seth Wadley Ford, features 12 teams of cowboys competing in 5 events with one goal: supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping and the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
Whether the conflict is in the Middle East or Middle Oklahoma, we have the stories that impact your freedom. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Oklahoma, it's Eric Erickson, and sadly, our kids are all going back to school, so the school zones are in effect. Be careful out there, and listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right here on Freedom 96.9. I will take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, give you the news of the day, covering the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis of what's going on, tell you what I think about it, and let you chime in as well. All of it right here on Freedom 96.9.
The way you work it.
And I think he's going to walk in there, he's going to look him in the eye, and he's going to say, if you continue this, you will be crushed. Now, do you want to continue, or should we talk? President Trump said to me one day, in negotiating with the Japanese, they walked out 4 times, and he sat there calmly, and they kept coming back.
And that is Newt Gingrich's prediction as to what might happen this Friday when Trump and Putin meet in Alaska. I didn't read which city in Alaska they were going to. Anchorage is the largest, but Juneau is the capital, so I'm not sure. Anchorage is closer to Russia than Juneau. Juneau is closer to Washington, D.C., but there's some remarkable things going on here. Putin requested this meeting, and when Alaska was suggested, Putin didn't have a problem with it. So he doesn't mind flying onto American soil. It's almost as though, I mean, it's not like Putin to ever come to a meeting with his hat in his hand. So I'm not going to go that far. But it's almost like he knows he's got to do something. So I think Newt's prediction will come true. I don't think Putin will go into this meeting trying to bluff, because he knows that his economy will suffer greatly. And I think he's been told by the Chinese and he's been told by the Indians, hey, buddy, we're not going to give you any more money until you show some good faith. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jacqueline writes, Ukrainian drones struck the Saratov oil refinery in Russia on Sunday, killing one person and injuring others, according to regional officials. Footage shared by residents showed explosions, fire, and smoke raising from the site. Ukraine's military said the refinery was the largest of the operations in Russia. Russia's defense ministry reported destroying 121 drones overnight, including 8 over Saratov. The additional strikes reported in Lipsk, Voronezh, and Tartatsan. And that's not good, because I think that's the first thing Trump's going to ask for. Ceasefire. Ceasefire. You stop shooting. And if he gets that, then he'll say, all right, let's get on the phone with Zelensky. And let's talk about what we're going to do from here. And then we'll take some time off, and you think long and hard about what you want and what you don't want. And then we'll meet again, and we'll all talk about what we want and what we don't want. It's what Trump does. He makes deals. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Thank you, Jacqueline. Good stuff. Earlier this week, Governor Stitt held a signing ceremony for the Senate Bill 500. Preventing discrimination against the firearms industry. So when I say it is a firearms discrimination act, I don't mean it's you discriminating against firearms, okay? It prevents discrimination against the firearms industry. Oklahoma State Director Travis Coulter Lovelady was present at the ceremony. Introduced by Senator Cassie Murdoch and Representative Kevin West, it prohibits public entities from entering into contracts with businesses unless they certify they do not discriminate against firearm business. I've talked to you before about debanking and how my good friends at Old Glory Bank don't do that. This is an example. Anti-gun corporations, banks, and their executives have expressed interest in denying services to the firearm industry as a way to further their political agenda and impose gun control by making such businesses impossible when legislatures won't bend to their will. And we're basically saying, if you do that, you can't do business in Oklahoma. Plain and simple. And that's the way it should be. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. OK Ombre writes via Facebook, Lee, you are correct about bloated and top-heavy education department. Shawnee Public Schools has 3,200 total students. They have a superintendent, assistant superintendent, director of operations, director of maintenance, director of academics, director of communications, director of special services, director of community engagement, director of finance, director of nutrition, director of technology, and director of Indian education. Plus, they have a host of coordinators and executive administrative assistants for each. This is on top of 8 principals and 6 assistant principals. There is a total of 17 K-12 school districts in Pottawatomie County and 3 K-8 districts. Each has a staff like what I just described. Our problem is not how much money we throw at education. It is how we are misspending it. Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Ombre, whoever you are. Speaking of schools, they're parts of the big, beautiful bill that will give you more school choice. I'll get into that. A man was arrested, released, and then rearrested. Wait a minute. How can that happen? And state-run grocery stores. Also, we've got a new, large national business coming. But, yeah, there's going to be a few tax breaks that we offer this new big national business. I'll get into what those are. and what you think about him or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the legal counsel for the state school board resigning? I think it's more muckraking and more trouble trying to be made for Ryan Walters. What do you think of the firearms non-discrimination law that was signed earlier this week? Texas Democrat legislators called it quits. We'll get into that coming up.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Kraft. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections has recaptured an escaped inmate. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The FDA is considering a move to revoke the authorization of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children under five. Pfizer confirmed today and noted in a statement that the deliberations are not related to the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. It follows a Health and Human Services announcement sharing that the CDC would no longer recommend the vaccines for healthy children or pregnant women. Texas Senator John Cornyn justice to investigate groups that have funded the Democrat lawmakers that ran away from the state and their constitutional duties. The FBI is tracking down the runaways. No word yet on their progress. A monthly survey from the Census Bureau shows that the United States immigrant population has dropped by 2 million people in the first 6 months of this year. If accurate, it would be the largest drop in three decades. A monthly survey from the Census Bureau shows that the United States immigrant population has dropped by 2 million people in the first 6 months of this year. If accurate, it would be the largest drop in three decades. However, experts warn the current political climate could have fewer people willing to admit to being an immigrant on the phone. Mexico is expelling more than two dozen high-ranking cartel members to the United States. The transfer comes as part of a deal with the Trump administration as it works to combat drug and sex trafficking. The 26 cartel leaders and members were flown to the United States yesterday and includes a man connected to the murder of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in 2008. This is the second such transfer in recent months, with 29 cartel figures handed over in February. The Secretary of Defense on Fox News is Pete Hegseth.
That's unacceptable, and the Defense Department's going to be a part of solving that.
America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by HRI Roofing and Post Frame. New shop or barn dominium? Call HRI Roofing and Post Frame. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com. Taisha Long is seeking an early release from her 27-year prison sentence under Oklahoma's Survivors Act, which allows reduced sentences for domestic abuse survivors who kill their abusers. Prosecutors argue she exaggerated or fabricated the abuse, while supporters say her case is a clear example of why the act exists. If granted, Long's sentence could be cut by 15 years. The Oklahoma DOC quickly recaptured Clint Hernandez, a 33-year-old inmate who walked away from the Howard McLeod Correctional Center in Atoka Tuesday morning. Hernandez is serving a five-year sentence for assault and battery with a deadly weapon and was on the run for less than an hour before officials caught him, though they haven't shared where the arrest took place. Well, Shields has revealed where its new 300,000-square-foot sporting goods superstore in Oklahoma City will be located. The store is set to open its doors in spring of 2028 and will be located near Kilpatrick Turnpike and Northwest 150th Street. This will be Shields' second Oklahoma location, reflecting strong growth as the company expands to 38 stores nationwide. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Do you have a project on your radar? Is it time for a new shop, man cave, she shed, or even a dream barn dominium? HRI Roofing and Post Frame is ready to make your construction dreams a reality. From planning your design to site cleanup to the final results of your project, HRI Roofing and Post Frame is the company to use. HRI is a reputable, full-service building company that is proudly Oklahoma-owned. If you can dream it, they will build it. Visit HRIPostFrame.com to book your free consultation. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com.
Which parts of the new big beautiful bill will give you more school choice? going over it as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, it will be breezy and very warm with intervals of sun turning cloudy later, reaching a high of 96. Saturday morning will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 95. Sunday will be partly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I'm sorry, I just saw a headline that didn't make any sense. Of course, it was on Channel 4. I better check it again. I'll check it again here in a minute. They said Chubby Checker has refused to attend the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. That doesn't make any sense to me, but okay, I'll double check it. I promise I will. Don't let me air any dirty laundry right here. Oklahoma's talk. You hear what's going on in the background? That's the kind of thinking. Wait a minute. Every time I open a story, wait a minute. I got to check that. I spend more time checking stuff than I do actually doing anything else. I guess that's what I am, a fact checker. All right. I guess that's what I am. Huh? Realization. I didn't realize it until just now, but that's me now. I'm a fact checker, just a glorified fact checker. So I'm okay. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews. A couple things on the topic buffet. Earlier this week, we had the legal counsel for the Department of Education resign. This is the second one in a year. And they say it is because of the confrontational relationship with four of the new members that have been nominated February and April. I don't know if they're afraid of those members filing suit against them. Those four members have accused the legal counsel of always siding with Ryan Walters. Ryan Walters is the superintendent. The new four members want the power to be able to put things on the agenda. Well, they can suggest things for the agenda, but it is the job of the superintendent of education to decide whether or not they're going to discuss them or decide whether or not they are a waste of time. That's what the superintendent's job is. They can propose items for the agenda, but then the superintendent of education can decide whether or not they're going to talk about them or not. And if they don't like that, they can then vote down everything that the superintendent proposes. That's how checks and balances work. What do you think? 405-608-4377. Firearm Non-Discrimination Act is now law. If you discriminate against somebody who owns guns, and I think that's going to go right down to a doctor asking you if you own any guns. There was worry that the medical community was going to start keeping track of that. Yeah, we need to keep track of who's got guns. And that way we know whether or not their children are safe or not, and whether or not we can have their children take. And if you were ever asked that question, which I never was, but if you were ever asked that question, you would have had the freedom to say, none of your business. And it isn't any of their business. Any more than, do you have sleeping pills available in your house that a kid can get to? Well, yeah, you prescribed them to me. Yeah, well, that's dangerous. So that has become law in Oklahoma. 405-608-4377, your thoughts on that. A Logan County man was arrested for shooting his girlfriend's estranged husband last month. You remember that, right? Well, he's back in jail. His alleged victim now is questioning how the man was let out in just 11 days anyway. Well, what happened was Micah Hill was arrested by Edmond police, booked into the Oklahoma County Detention Center the same day. Hill, who had been dating the estranged wife of the victim, claimed self-defense. The victim was hospitalized, shot three times, once in the stomach, twice in the head, one of the bullets a little too close to his spine for doctors to operate. According to Oklahoma jail standards, a person can be detained no longer than 10 days. I would say that is, yeah, that is a Fourth Amendment right. Hill reached that benchmark just as charges were formally being filed. So the charges were filed on the 11th day. The 10th day, he was let out because it had been 10 days and no charges had been filed. That is your Fifth Amendment. Well, your Fourth Amendment, too. Despite the victim's frustration, a legal expert said it's not uncommon for that to happen. Edmond police on the 11th day went back and arrested Hill again, this time at a home in Logan County. While he was never told exactly why Hill was released, bottom line, it should never have happened. I agree. Now, I interpolated that story. You know what that means? I read through it and edited as I was giving it to you because the story makes it look like he was let go for no reason. There was a reason he was let go. And no, he should not have been let go, and they should have caught that. But they went back and got the guy. Now, could he have fled to another country? Yeah, but it sounds to me like this guy's not that bright. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, your thoughts on that or anything else on the topic buffet of Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9.
At the new Freedom 96.9, no fake news, no crybabies, no snowflakes, just our commitment to let freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Got an exclusive number for you, 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof, that is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
Hi, this is Mitchell with Discount Garage Door. And if your door sounds like this, it's time to call 525-DOOR. Right now, our noisy door special is just $125 out the door. That includes a full tune-up, lube, and a new set of ultra-quiet nylon ball bearing rollers. Need a replacement? Take $500 off our garage door and motor combo, available in multiple colors and panel styles. And that's Discount Garage Door at 525-DOOR. Or discountgaragedoor.com.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the safe department. We're doubling Browning safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top of the line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian.
In times like these, you need a strong voice that stands for freedom. That's what we do with 100,000 watts of power. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, thank you with the forecast. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tonight, low 69. Sunny tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night, down to 75 for a low. Into Friday, sunny at a high of 96. Sunday, sunny at a high of 97. It is 92 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Nelson writes, Lee, the leak of classified information is a threat to national security, strains our relationships, and limits the intelligence others are willing to share. A thorough investigation must be undertaken, and those responsible must be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Care to guess who said that? I'm guessing Adam Schiff, Nelson? Yes, you're right. Adam Schiff.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night and put his ashes.
Thank you, Nelson. Yes. And then Adam Schiff had the gall to say this.
You have a president peddling these falsehoods, and you have essentially people putting out propaganda like Rudy Giuliani to further that fiction. It is, I think, of a size and scope probably beyond Watergate.
When yesterday we found out a whistleblower, and this has been since checked earlier today, a whistleblower said, yeah, I was on the staff and I was part of the I was the one advising them, you cannot leak this information to the press. It is illegal. And they didn't listen to him. Adam Schiff, after attending meetings of the Congressional Intelligence Committee, would then go and leak information he thought could be used against Trump to the press. It's a felony. 405-608-4377. Kate writes, Lee, you were talking about the arena being imploded. I've been to the new one. It's really nice. I say that it was time for a new arena. The Myriad will be gone soon, and it was even newer. Yeah. The Myriad is getting hard to maintain, getting difficult to maintain. Damon writes, Lee, more of the fairgrounds are gone each and every year. Guess that means more parking for the one building than will be left standing? I think so. I think that's the idea. Paul writes, it's no longer our fairgrounds. It's just another cookie-cutter replica of all the rest. The planes are gone. The trains are gone. The old fort is gone. The arch is gone. It looks like all the rest now. The Space Needle is gone. The arena was the last bit of history. Reba McEntire was discovered there. The Grateful Dead recorded an album there. The memorial service for the bombing victims was held there. But those are left only in memories now. I know, Paul, and yesterday I had a lot of calls to this program about, oh, it's a shame because the fairgrounds don't look like a fairgrounds now. They look like a convention center. And I said, that's because that's what they mostly use it for, is for shows, trade shows, and things like that. The actual fair itself is not the big moneymaker. The big moneymaker are the boat shows and the gun shows and the travel and transportation shows and all of that. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The landmark legislation known as the Big Beautiful Bill will help get American education back on track and improve opportunities for generations of Americans to come. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act established a first-of-its-kind tax credit scholarship program for all types of educational settings. Beginning in 2027, you will be able to receive a dollar-for-dollar credit of up to $1,700 per year for donations to educational nonprofits that fund K-12 scholarships for low- and middle-income students. Eligible scholarships can cover tuition, books, tutoring, transportation, uniforms, special needs services, and educational technology. Parents and students will receive these scholarships tax-free. The result? Tens of billions of dollars for scholarships will be made available for K-12 students across the United States. Millions of families will be able to send their children to a school that aligns with their values and beliefs. You know what that's called? School choice. Parents will be able to reclaim control of their children's education. 30 states right now have at least one private school choice program currently in effect. We're one of them. Oklahoma's one of them. The education freedom provision that is being championed by President Trump and signed into law will now give every state a choice, and it'll also give new opportunities to students, or they will bow to the demands of union bosses. That's the question being asked by the author of this story, and that is what we're working on, is not having to bow to the wills of the union bosses. 405-608-4377, nor any type of caveats that are aligned with monies that are coming from the federal government to the state schools. That's why there's talk about getting rid of the Department of Education, because all the Department of Education does is shuffle money and attach caveats to that money. Caveats that we don't want in our public schools. And you know who is a big promoter of all of that that we just talked about? Ryan Walters. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews and The Drive. On the way, more evidence that city-owned grocery stores do not succeed. And why did state legislators in Texas all of a sudden this afternoon throw in the white flag? It's not like a Texan to give up, is it? Well, maybe if you're a Texas Democrat and you're being fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. 405-608-4377, it's Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Remember when you burned yourself, they said you should put butter on the burn? Yeah, and they don't do that anymore. Remember the use of Mercurochrome? When was the last time you used Mercurochrome? What I'm demonstrating here is that the way we treat ourselves changes over time, and the more we learn about ourselves, the better we can treat ourselves. That's where Motus Health comes in. I'm Lee Matthews. Motus Health, M-O-T-U-S, and Dr. Jeremy Moss in UConn. They are here to not only treat your pain, but they're here to get to the bottom of what's causing the pain, the root cause of the pain, and how to make it stop hurting. You know the old joke, hurts to go like that, don't go like that. Well, they will figure out where the root cause of your pain is coming from. Why don't you schedule an evaluation? They'll be helping you move better, feel better, and live better with a variety of different cutting-edge treatments, whether it's chiropractic or O2 therapies, light therapies, laser therapies. They'll get you moving, feeling better, and living better. Motus Health, motushealth.com. That's M-O-T-U-S, health.com. Or 405-494-0165. 405-494-0165. And book your appointment today with Motus Health.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the Safe Department. We're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo, presented by Seth Wadley Ford, features 12 teams of cowboys competing in 5 events with one goal, supporting Children's Hospital Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $700,000 for CHF since 1997. We hope you'll bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7, with doors opening at 5 for shopping and the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
For the latest news and stories that impact your freedom, listen to Freedom 96.9 every day. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
It's not fair that your spawn is running a terror campaign all around the neighborhood and you won't lift a finger to stop it. There's a lot more to it than just government involvement. I mean, it starts in the home. I think that the penalties are going to have to be so great that it's going to snap the parents into caring.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of scattered showers tonight, 69 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, high 94. Tomorrow night, low of 76. Into Friday, sunny, high 96. Sunday, sunny, high 97. It is 92 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What do you think of the legal counsel for the state school board resigning, which happened yesterday? Your thoughts on the firearms non-discrimination law. Now a law. They can't discriminate against you if you have guns in your house or sell guns. And we'll talk about the Texas Democrat legislators who waved the white flag earlier today. And we'll get into why on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. This is from Tommy, who says, Lee, I wanted you to know about a huge power outage from 164th and Penn back to the southeast. Okay, if you are out of power right now from 164th and Penn heading southeast, they're working on it. They're going to get it turned around as quick as they can. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is John in Ponca City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too, always, every day. My question about the legal counsel thing is, are they hiring?
Yes.
I'm looking for work. I mean, I'm licensed to practice in the great state of Oklahoma. I assume that's the only qualification. But
Maybe you need to, I would hope, having gone to law school, you know constitutional law.
Yeah, it's my favorite area of law.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. The weird part about it is they are citing the conflict between the superintendent and four of the latest appointed members of the Board of Education. Members of the Board of Education are accusing legal counsel of always siding with Ryan Walters. That's like you being accused in your office of always siding with your boss. Of course I'm going to side with my boss. He signs my paycheck.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yes.
it's a mess because he's not, if he's following the dictates of his boss, that's not unconstitutional.
No.
Because he's an elected official. The constitutional remedy for that is vote someone else in.
He was approved by Gettner Drummond.
Yes.
The previous council was disapproved by Gettner Drummond for the same reason.
Right.
And then this one came along, and Gettner Drummond, and I don't know, the previous members of the board were the one that voted on him. So I'm wondering if, I don't know if Gettner Drummond has something to do with this behind the scenes or Kevin Stitt, to the point where, okay, now we're getting rid of Ryan Walters' last ally to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, and my gut tells me it would be Drummond pulling the strings there, not Stitt, because Stitt's, he's term limited. Gettner Drummond's threatened by Walters potentially running for governor, I think is what he's thinking.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
I could be wrong about that, but there's another person on this air that I heard spoke at the Cape County Republican meeting, and I cannot think of his name to save my life right now, but he does a morning show, and he's a state senator right now.
Yeah.
He'll be running. He'll have my support.
Well, yes. I know you're talking about, too.
He hasn't announced his running yet, so I won't mention on air. You see my point.
I do. Yeah, I do. And I thank you for editing yourself there, by the way. So, but at the same time, John, I've learned so much about vendettas and axes to grind when it comes to the, it's becoming apparent that Adam Schiff is doing all that he has done and did all that he did against Trump because Hillary lost, and if Hillary had won, Adam Schiff was going to get to be the head of the CIA, and that's what he really wanted. And so I'm like, okay, well, then why don't you blame Hillary for losing? Because Trump didn't do anything to win over Hillary other than be himself. He didn't beg.
That's
right. He didn't borrow. He didn't steal. He didn't screw you, Adam Schiff, other than getting more votes than you wanted him to get. So instead of going against the will of the American people, why don't you look at why Hillary lost and maybe do something there?
As one minister that I do not agree with once said, for Adam Schiff, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Yeah. No, I really do hope they do. I hope they nail him. Nail him.
He should be. Leaking classified information, as you rightfully pointed out, is a felony. Well, if you're that a felony would probably be a high crime and misdemeanor, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. And everybody keeps asking me about Obama. Go get Obama. Obama started all this against Trump. He started all. Yeah, Obama may have started it, but he wasn't the foot soldier. The foot soldiers were Adam Schiff and Comey and Brennan. And if they get all three of those in some form or fashion, I'll be happy.
Well, Obama can just pull what the Nuremberg trial guys did that got off. They said, well, we were just following orders.
Yeah. And I also love how they were so worried about the vendetta that Trump would. Oh, you mean enforcing the laws that you broke? If that's what he's doing, go right to it. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The FDA is considering a move to revoke the authorization of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children under 5. Pfizer confirmed today and noted in a statement that the deliberations are not related to the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. It follows a Health and Human Services announcement sharing that the CDC would no longer recommend the vaccines for healthy children or pregnant women. Texas Senator John Cornyn is calling on the Department of Justice to investigate groups that have funded the Democrat lawmakers that ran away from the state and their constitutional duties. The FBI is tracking down the runaways. No word yet on their progress. A monthly survey from the Census Bureau shows that the United States immigrant population has dropped by 2 million people in the first 6 months of this year. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Mark Falter, host of the Financial Fitness Show. I strongly believe that no one should ever pay one penny more in taxes than they are legally obligated. Unfortunately, for most hardworking Americans, this just isn't the case. Why? Because most people spend more time planning next weekend's getaway than trying to ensure they're going to pay less in taxes. My Financial Fitness team has put together some materials that I know are going to help you. It's the Tax Savings Kit. Tax Savings Kit includes three things: free tax analysis, top 10 ways to pay less in taxes, and an investor's guide to taxes. Now, how do you get it? Simple. 866-764-2635. Again, 866-764-2635. I'm Mark Falter. This is Financial Fitness, making personal finance profitable.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by HRI Roofing and Post Frame. New shop or barn dominium? Call HRI Roofing and Post Frame. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com. Taisha Long is seeking an early release from her 27-year prison sentence under Oklahoma's Survivors Act, which allows reduced sentences for domestic abuse survivors who kill their abusers. Prosecutors argue she exaggerated or fabricated the abuse, while supporters say her case is a clear example of why the act exists. If granted, Long's sentence could be cut by 15 years. The Oklahoma DOC quickly recaptured Clint Hernandez, a 33-year-old inmate who walked away from the Howard McLeod Correctional Center in Atoka Tuesday morning. Hernandez is serving a 5-year sentence for assault and battery with a deadly weapon and was on the run for less than an hour before officials caught him, though they haven't shared where the arrest took place. Well, Shields has revealed where its new 300,000-square-foot sporting goods superstore in Oklahoma City will be located. The store is set to open its doors in spring of 2028 and will be located near Kilpatrick Turnpike and Northwest 150th Street. This will be Shields' second Oklahoma location, reflecting strong growth as the company expands to 38 stores nationwide. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Do you have a project on your radar? Is it time for a new shop, man cave, she shed, or even a dream barn dominium? HRI Roofing and Post Frame is ready to make your construction dreams a reality. From planning your design to site cleanup to the final results of your project, HRI Roofing and Post Frame is the company to use. HRI is a reputable full-service building company that is proudly Oklahoma-owned. If you can dream it, they will build it. Visit HRIPostFrame.com to book your free consultation. Start building today at HRIPostFrame.com.
The treasure hunt is on at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee as we hunt for Neptune's gold for your chance to win up to $5,000 in cash. One entry for every 50 points earned daily with your Players Club card in August to earn entries for your shot to win. Drawing start every Friday at 7 p.m. only at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee. Come for fun, play to win. PlayThunderbird.com.
What made Texas Democrat legislators give up their fight? Amazing what happens when you hit them in the pocketbook. Lee Matthews on The Drive, continuing with more on that in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, it will be breezy and very warm with intervals of sun turning cloudy later, reaching a high of 96. Saturday morning will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 95. Sunday will be partly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
I see a proud American city, our nation's capital, in trouble. It has a crime problem. And if you don't believe me, then carry your happy ass down to 8th Street or Columbia Heights or the Navy Yard or Brentwood, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and walk around alone and see what happens.
Senator John Kennedy telling it like it is. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, it's Lee Matthews on The Drive. And he was talking about everybody's making a big deal out of Trump taking over security in Washington, D.C. Oh, it's the German, it's the Gestapo again, and it's going to round people up and throw them in. No, he's going to stop people from mugging other people. He's going to stop people from killing other people. He's going to do what the city government of the District of Columbia cannot do, because they're too busy cutting the police budget by 15%. This is what happens. And he's got the order to do it, because the District of Columbia is not just a city. It is a district unto itself that is first and foremost the federal government. Secondarily, it is a city. And the city government has secondary priorities and jurisdiction over whatever the feds choose to not have jurisdiction over. Well, guess what? The president has changed his mind about the federal jurisdiction, because he's tired of relatives and friends getting mugged when they come visit Washington, D.C. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. It's Doug.
Hello, Doug in Oklahoma City.
One thing a lot of people don't understand about Washington, D.C., according to the Constitution, the federal government cannot be situated in a state.
Yeah.
It must be a separate and apart from a state. So
it's got to be, it's got to have neutrality, because it's the federal government.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if they want to make D.C. a state, the capital moves away. It
yeah.
has to, by according to the Constitution. And therefore, a lot... the only reason that D.C. exists is for the federal government. So it would, I think within 5 years, it'd be bankrupt because of the government. Everything there is government related.
Yeah.
And if they made it a state, by Constitution, they'd have to move. Personally, mm-hmm. I think what would be best is if they moved it to, say, Nebraska, Iowa, somewhere in that vicinity, because that's more central to the United States today as to what was 250 years ago.
Well, but they won't do that because of all the historic buildings that are there, the Capitol building itself and the history attached to it, the White House and the history attached to it, all those embassies that are there. I mean, you know how many embassies there are in Washington, D.C.? Oh, my Lord.
I was there last month, and okay. I'll be there again next week.
Okay. Now, I've not been in about 3 years. When I was there, I spent most of my time in and around the Capitol Hill area. I did not go out to the Naval Yard. I did not go out to Brentwood. I did go over to Fairfax, but that's where all the yuppies live. So I'm not thinking, and that is Virginia. So they have their own police force. That's across the river.
We were in Arlington.
I went to Arlington, but you're technically still in the district when you're in Arlington, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son goes to law school and, at George Washington.
So oh, we my Lord. Good for him.
That.
Yeah.
And so we were there then. He went to England to Oxford University for a month. Now he's in Bulgaria. He's traveling a lot.
Was he studying law?
Yeah, he's studying law.
Okay. Yeah, because George Washington's a big law school. I knew that. Lovely wife and I were walking around Washington, D.C., and we were trying to get from our hotel to the Ford's Theater. And I was looking on a map from where we were, and I thought, okay, let's just cut across what this park looks like. On the map, it was a park. Then I realized it was the campus of George Washington University. But we were able to get a good view of George Washington University. So,
but yeah, the Capitol is unique in that, yeah, it's a city, but if they want to make it a state, that won't work according to the Constitution.
Right.
They'd have a real constitutional problem.
No, they would not be able to. Yeah, there would be a huge constitutional problem, yes. They would have to amend the Constitution before they could even bring it to a vote.
Exactly.
And then it would have to be approved by all 50 states, which I don't think it would be.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's no way. I don't think it ever would. There's a lot of things that Democrats want to do that would never pass constitutional muster.
Yeah. And every time you hear people talking about Puerto Rico becoming a state, just don't listen to it. It is complete ignorance. Puerto Rico is an American territory that has special status that was gained during the Spanish-American War. Now, it can become a state, but the people of Puerto Rico do not want to surrender their identity as an island nation. So they enjoy the benefits of being an American territory and the protection of the United States government, and they do have representation in the House of Representatives. They don't have a senator because they're not a state, but everybody that I know of that is and from and has property still in Puerto Rico does not want it to be a state.
Yeah. So yeah. It's too many.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what the Constitution says. It's unfortunate that the civics classes today, or there are no civics classes.
Yeah, there aren't.
But they don't teach the Constitution. So
yeah,
that's the biggest problem, is ignorance of what the Constitution says. So, and I think Charlie Kirk does a good job of pointing that out.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Campuses.
Yeah.
So, but that was my point, in that there's no way as the Constitution currently stands, there's no way they can make D.C. a state.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So every time you see one of those members of the Washington, D.C. City Council or the mayor, we're going to put this to a vote and make it a state, and that way we'll get representation. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Have a good day, ladies.
You too, Doug, and thanks for listening to Freedom 96.9 and bringing that to the table of 405-608-4377 on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Hunters are a special breed. Those that hunt in the archery season are even more of a special breed because they only get the one shot, and that one shot always has the suppressor attached. So it's a quiet shot. And that's why archers really do need to make sure that their gear is in tip-top shape, so when they take it out on the field, it will be dependable. And now's the time to do that at H&H Shooting Sports, because you don't want to wait till next month. Next month, there'll be what they call the September Rush. Everybody trying to get their gear looked at one time and in before hunting season. The Archery Pro Shop at H&H Shooting Sports is ready to go over your equipment, and their technicians can make sure that it is in peak condition, and you can head into the season with confidence and into the field with confidence. So don't get stuck in the September rush. Bring your bow in today before the big season begins for archery season. H&H Shooting Sports, while you're there, have a look at the safe department. You know what I love about their safe department? They got them all on display right there. So you can look at them. You can get an idea of what their size is, maybe where it would go in your closet or in your house, or even have your house built around them. They told me a story of one guy who did just that. And they've got $800 off in total savings, too, to protect your gear and your firearms and maybe your archery equipment with the top-of-the-line safe. All at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Only one station in Oklahoma can broadcast stories that impact your freedom with 100,000 watts of power. With the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Are you looking for real and lasting health solutions? I'm Lee Matthews, and when my sciatica pain was driving me crazy, I found that Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your pain, fatigue, or mobility issues. Plus, Dr. Moss just released a new book, Designed for More, and new patients get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. If you've been watching the news, there's a bunch of silliness in the world right now. Come to Cops Gun Shop for that peace of mind to protect you and your family. My small, quaint shop is literally busting at the seams with new and used firearms. All Black Rain Ordnance rifles, Nighthawk 1911s, Shadow Systems pistols, a few Glocks, and a few 6-hour pistols are on sale for significant savings. We also received a sizable shipment of the Heckler & Koch CC9 pistol, and those are selling at $5.99. Of course, we've got quality new AR-15 starting at $4.99, and we've also got a few used Rock River AR-15s at $4.99 too. We know there's a bunch of choices in the area for gun shops, and we truly appreciate your business. Thanks for shopping with us. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudaburg Circle in Oklahoma City next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. And go to copsgunshop.net anytime, day or night. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart, keep praying, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
From riots to unrest, from cutting federal waste to cutting the cost of living, you'll hear it all on your 100,000-watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, calling for partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain tonight, low 69, sunny tomorrow and a high of 94. Tomorrow night, 76 for the low, Friday sunny, high of 96, Saturday sunny and a high of 97. It's 92 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We were talking about how quickly things turned around in Washington, D.C. when Trump took over the security situation.
Approximately 850 officers and agents were surged across the city. They made a total of 23 arrests, including multiple other contacts. Last night, these arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics, reckless driving, and a bench warrant.
Of course, firearms offenses in Washington, D.C. could be just carrying a gun, because you're not allowed to have a gun, period, in the District of Columbia, which might be why they have so many problems. There's no mind about it. That is why they have so many problems. 405-608-4377. Josh is on I-35. Hi, Josh. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem, Lee. I try to stay relatively middle of the road. I am proud Republican. I lean a little more conservative than liberal, but I had the perfect episode of your nitwits reporting the news yesterday, and it blew my mind. I know how liberal the national media is.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's get started then with another edition of Nitwits Reporting the News.
All right,
who gets the honors today, Josh?
This is going to be NBC Nightly News. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the specific name of the anchor, but the way this story came on is they said, you know, President Trump invokes the National Guard and FBI agents are on patrol taking over the streets of D.C., which, great, that's accurate. And then the next comment is, what major cities might be next? And I immediately was floored. I said, okay, well, number one, that's federal law. That's the section, I think it's 740 of D.C.'s code. It's the Home Rule Act.
Before you continue, so the question was, what cities might be next?
Yeah.
All right. None of them. Sorry. So
right.
Go ahead.
I mean, that was my point. Was just, I mean, the fact that they are that far gone from reality that they want to try to impress the American people into thinking, okay, well, you know, Los Angeles and Chicago, watch out because he's going to do this next.
Yeah.
No, there is literally a specific federal law that allows the president to take over police action for 30 days in the District of Columbia under an emergency. Any longer than that, he has to go before Congress and ask for more time. But that's only D.C. It does not apply anywhere else in the country.
No, and he's got the prerogative to do it in D.C. because because the Pentagon is there, all the federal agencies are there. He has an obligation to keep them safe.
You're right. And then the national media would have all the sheeple believe that is just something he can do anywhere. And it just scares me to death that this next generation, I mean, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm not old, but I'm old enough. I mean, I was born under Carter.
Yeah.
So I've seen enough of this and watched with my kids and my grandkids now that, like, I don't think there's enough people that are smart enough to realize the national media lies to you. And it's terrifying to think that this next generation, I don't hear any of them complaining about stuff like this. Like, they literally just soak it up and think, I heard it on TV. It's got to be right. And
so
I want to thank you for pointing out the nitwits.
Well, that's
nobody's doing it.
That's part of it. So it's summing it all up then, it's like me, no Donald Trump taking over the security of Washington, D.C. Next, he'll take over Chicago, then New York, then Los Angeles. And the next thing you know, he'll get elected to a third term. Then he'll become dictator. Then he'll become emperor of the world. And there's nothing we'll be able to do about it because we are Nitwits reporting the news. That was pretty good, Josh.
Appreciate it, Lee. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Keep
on informing us of the truth. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I didn't even have to write it. He had it all written for me. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on your way home from work. Oklahoma's talk radio.
Stop by Little Caesars Pizza today and pick up your two classics for $12. Cheese, pepperoni, or sausage. No waiting, they're hot and ready. Two classics for $12 all day. Make it a meal with crazy puffs or crazy bread and sauce. Feed the whole family for lunch or dinner, plus feed your whole office. No waiting, they're hot and ready, available all day at Little Caesars Pizza. Get your hot and ready two classics for $12. Cheese, pepperoni, sausage all day at Little Caesars. All day at Little Caesars.
As the weather heats up, so does the fun around pools, lakes, and rivers. Before you dive in, make sure swim safety is part of your plan. Always supervise children around water. No phones, no distractions. Drowning can happen in seconds and is often silent. Teach children to swim and ensure that inexperienced swimmers wear U.S. Coast Guard approved life jackets. No one should swim alone. Secure backyard pools with proper fencing and learn CPR. It could save a life when every second counts. Make this summer a safe one for you, family, and your community. Brought to you by Major Meredith Herman of the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you that water safety starts with you.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
The squeaky wheel gets the most grease. Ergo, entire news cycles are devoted to three crazy white chicks in Subarus filming reaction videos where they go, the word jeans is like totally code for like master race. And that's why they have Sydney Sweeney in there is like blonde hair, blue eyes.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain tonight, 69 for the low, sunny tomorrow, high 94, tomorrow night, 76 for the low, into Friday, sunny and a high of 96, Sunday, sunny and a high of 97, 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the legal counsel for the state school board resigning? Your thoughts on firearm non-discrimination law? Trump accused of taking over Washington, D.C. What'll be next? He'll improve the economy? No! Lower the unemployment rate? No! And then I'm going to mean that Trump will lower interest rates. Oh! 405-608-4377 if you're a Democrat. Yeah. In an 8-1 vote about this time yesterday, Oklahoma City Council is awarding the sporting goods store Shields the largest retail incentive package in city history. The $8 million tax incentive is more than double what they've offered other retail operators in Oklahoma City. In 2014, Oklahoma City agreed to pay Cabela's $3.5 million in incentives. 2018, Costco got $3 million to move into Oklahoma City. And we had to pass liquor laws because they wanted to sell liquor. Shields will be part of a new development on the west side of Lake Hefner Parkway, north of the Kilpatrick Turnpike. That's the area northwest of 150th. Right now, it's mostly woods. Oklahoma City Economic Development Program Manager John McSpadden says the development will include retail, restaurants, and entertainment. Shields is an employee-owned company famous for its indoor Ferris wheel, hopes to begin construction in 2027 and open in 2028. Shields currently has 34 locations nationwide, including a store in Tulsa, which opened in the fall of 2024. So, yeah, that's good for the economy if more retail is coming our way. But Scott writes on social media, Lee, I've got thoughts regarding Shields coming to Oklahoma City. Number one, yeah, I think it's great. Shields is a great store with good products, good employees, and a great atmosphere. And I, being completely transparent, I've never been into one. So I don't know. Anyway, Scott says, yes, because it's a great store. Number two, he says, I think taxpayer-funded incentives given to them for any specific business is wrong. Ordinarily, what is capitalism? It's competition. And what is it all about? And would it be just fine if it wasn't for the incentives given your new competition? Remember, those incentives are your money, your tax money. After a few weeks, your employees quit and your customers don't return. After a month or two, you have to close your family business. And as you lock up your doors for the last time, the last thought that comes to mind is you paid, your city council paid your money to pay your competition. Scott, I somewhat agree. However, if you do not extend some incentives to these national stores to locate in Oklahoma City, you will never prosper. Your scenario works for certain metro sizes, but Oklahoma City, I believe, is big enough to have a healthy enough trading zone, which means other towns, other people from other towns come into Oklahoma City to do their big shopping. Other sporting goods will survive, and they will thrive too, just like Shields will, I think. So I don't think it's that big of a threat. Freedom 96.9, hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hello, this is Craig in Tulsa.
Hey, Craig, good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, this might be off topic. If it is, I can call back another time. It's kind of a topic buffet thing.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds far out, but it's grounded in fact. Mining on the moon.
Ah. mining for what, may I ask?
Well, here's the deal. That I just thought I wanted to bring it up because I saw recently there's some talk about it, and it'll probably be more so in the future. There's a lot of talk. Anytime NASA or SpaceX does something, people say, well, are we wasting money just traveling somewhere? And we need it on Earth, the money on Earth. In this case, I think the public should be strongly behind you know, SpaceX and NASA going to the moon. And here's the reason. And this was in the Wall Street Journal. I've seen bits and pieces of this. The first time I saw anything about it was a NASA moon rock thing that came up on the History Channel, and they said they found a mineral. And, you know, they went back and reexamined the moon rocks and realized there are some really important minerals. And the Washington, one of the publications had a talk about how on the moon, helium-3 is plentiful, and so is lithium. And what they were saying was this,
the astronauts will not have any bipolar disorder because of all of the lithium that is...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was a bad, bad dad joke. Do they even give lithium anymore to bipolar disorder? All right. I'm running out of time here. Can you hang on through the news break?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Because I want you to develop this, and we'll have a lot more time on after the news break. So give me about 2 minutes. Hang on, Craig. We'll continue the conversation on the flip side. Freedom 96.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. Boone Pickens Stadium has been crowned the best college football stadium. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. President Trump is already talking about a second meeting with Vladimir Putin, even though the first summit with the Russian leader is still a couple of days away. Trump will meet Putin in Anchorage, Alaska at a military base on Friday, but today he told reporters certain great things are gained in the first meeting, but it's setting the table for the second meeting. Trump added that he's cleaning up former President Biden's inept leadership, but severe penalties designed to break Russia's economy will happen if Putin will not agree to peace. Trump says he knows where Putin's head is at within 2 minutes of their meeting on Friday. About 850 miles to the southeast from the president's summit, flooding in the Mendenhall River in Juneau, Alaska, has crested after reaching a record level. The National Weather Service says the river peaked at 16.65 feet this morning. That happened about 7:15 a.m. Alaska time, and within an hour it was down about a half an inch. This comes as a result of the glacial release from Suicide Basin. That is the sudden release of water from a glacial lake or subglacial lake. The Juneau glacial release is from snowmelt and rain accumulations. Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a state disaster declaration and urged residents to evacuate. The Portland Trail Blazers of the National Basketball Association reportedly have a new owner. According to multiple reports, Tom Dundon has reached an agreement to buy the NBA franchise for a valuation of more than $4 billion. Dundon also owns the National Hockey League's Carolina Hurricanes. The percentage of American adults who say they consume alcohol is reaching a record low. According to a recent Gallup poll, only 54% of respondents said they consume alcohol, no matter the demographic, gender, race, or age. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. OHP is asking for the public's help in identifying the driver of a white or silver single-cab Dodge pickup with aftermarket wheels, chrome steps, and a red Oklahoma tag seen driving erratically on State Highway 33. Troopers say another driver swerved to avoid a head-on collision with the wrong-way truck, causing his vehicle to overturn and seriously injuring both him and his passenger. If you have information, contact Central Oklahoma Communications Center at 405-425-2323. During a traffic stop on Highway 11, a Grant County sheriff discovered more than 200 grams of marijuana, 20 grams of mushrooms, and 4 grams of methamphetamine. Two Colorado residents were arrested and now face multiple charges, including possession and distribution of controlled substances, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. A Boone Pickens Stadium at Oklahoma State University has been crowned the best college football stadium in the nation by USA Today, topping a list of 136 venues thanks to its stellar fan reviews averaging 4.8 stars. Season tickets for 2025 are starting now at $500 for all 7 home games. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Got an exclusive number for you. 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number. to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof. That is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time. More evidence, city-owned grocery stores do not work. I'll tell you about it as the drive continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be clear and humid with a low of 70. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy and humid with a low of 73. On Friday, it will be breezy and very warm with intervals of sun turning cloudy later, reaching a high of 96. Saturday morning will be breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 95. Sunday will be partly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A couple things on the topic buffet. What do you think of the legal counsel for the state school board resigning? I think it's more muckraking going on by outside forces into the state of the State Department of Education. What do you think of Firearms Non-Discrimination Act? It went into law yesterday, and basically what it means is as a company, you cannot discriminate against customers or vendors who are within, working for, or part of the firearms industry or enthusiasm. Texas Democrat legislators are coming back to work. I'll get into that in just a minute. And city-owned businesses like grocery stores, how are they doing nationwide? Later on in the program, our good friend John Lott, author of the series of books More Guns, Less Crime, is going to talk to us about tariffs. What do tariffs and gun rights have to do with each other? He'll explain when he joins me later in the hour on Freedom 96.9. But we were talking to Craig in Tulsa, and Craig wants to go mining on the moon. So let's continue the conversation that we started just a moment ago, Craig, and thank you for hanging on.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds far out, but it's not. There's a lot of people in America who say, why are we spending money on space? We need to spend it on Earth. Well, there's some truth to that. However, in this case, I think the public needs to strongly support NASA and SpaceX and getting to the moon. And the reason is this. First of all, in 2020, President Trump signed a executive order about mining on the moon. And mm-hmm. that kind of just passed by us, okay? But it happened. And before that, there had been a reexamination of the Apollo moon rocks, and they found some important minerals. And then more recently, the Washington – I keep saying the wrong publication.
Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. yes. Did a story on this. And, okay, those are the bits and pieces. Well, this is my theory. I put them together. It's not spoken a whole lot right now, what I'm about to say, but it's why China is rushing to the moon now, too. See, they want to get a piece of this. Mm-hmm. And what it is this. It could be the next industrial revolution for our country. And here's why. Helium-3 is on the moon. If you bring back just one-fourth of a SpaceX cargo hold, don't even fill the whole cargo hold, just one-fourth of helium-3, you can power the United States for every city for a whole year, because there's another element going on. They're working on nuclear fusion instead of fission, which is what we have now in nuclear plants. If they get fusion working, we have an endless supply of helium-3, and the way it will cause an industrial revolution, a boom for everybody, put money in everybody's pocket, is this. The energy cost, even though it's from space, it's so powerful, it's worth bringing back. And it will give us all lower electric bills, and that money then will be free for us to spend and put more money in our pockets.
So this will this will contribute to the development of these micro reactors that we've been hearing about and reading about, that different municipal, like your neighborhood would have a micro reactor that would in perpetuity generate electricity for you and all of your neighbors in that neighborhood. And the idea would be that these would be scattered all over a cityscape, and you wouldn't have to worry about power ever again going down or anything, because it would be there from these micro reactors.
Yeah, and it's clean. Mm-hmm. It's cleaner than nuclear fission, which is the ones now that we're so afraid of.
And there's no radiation. There's no danger of it exploding or any of that.
Yeah, so it's going to be awesome. And also, there's a lot of lithium on the moon. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Who has the market cornered on lithium? China.
Yeah.
If we get to the moon and bring that back, we can tell China, hey, we don't need you guys.
Yeah.
So somewhere between lithium and helium-3, it's very important that we do go to the moon, and it'll be worth mining. People say, you know, it's costly, like, you know, it's not like a mine train in Nebraska. It's coming from the moon. Mm-hmm. But the way they'll do it is, on the moon, they'll generate generate hydrogen from the water on the moon, and they'll have plenty of fuel. So coming back is cheap.
Yeah.
So once you get up there, you can periodically send pods or rockets back with the minerals, and it just totally revolutionized our economy. It makes things, it'll cheapen, you know, your costs for energy, and therefore everybody's going to have more money.
Well, likewise, it also will be a substation to launch to Mars, depending on planetary alignment, but
You know, who knows what's on Mars, but, you know, we may find some things there as well. But I just think that the moon and the fact that Trump signed an executive order for mining in 2020, there's a reason for that. And I think it's a smart thing. Right now there's nothing hardly said, but he may go down in history as a person who helped inspire this next, you know, industrial revolution. It hasn't happened yet, but I can just see how it could work out that way. And, of course, then that makes you think any of these companies – I mean, companies don't spend money like SpaceX to go into space for nothing. They want their cut, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they ever go public and you can put stock, I would put – at least for my kids or my grandkids, because if it starts at 100, when they start bringing helium-3 back, your stock will go up to 200 a share. You know, it's going to be a good thing.
And that, you know, the Elon Musks of the world and the Jeff Bezos of the world, I mean, I think they know this, too, because they're smart guys, and they're always 10, 11 years ahead of everybody else. So I think that has something to do with it as well. And it really is not unlike John Kennedy saying, by the end of the decade, we will send a man to the moon and return him safely. There was an ulterior motive there. A lot of people think John Kennedy was just being a forward thinker. He knew that not only the space exploration, but also everything that went along with the development of space exploration would improve defense development. If we had not developed the Saturn V rocket, we would not have developed intercontinental ballistic missiles for our own self-defense. So there was a little truth in Eisenhower saying, for one, do not want to go. Well, maybe it was Johnson who said that. Do not want to go to sleep by the light of a commoner's moon. Yeah, that sounds like something Johnson would have said.
Yeah, he was a tough guy.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
But that was the ulterior motive to the space program, and that's one of the reasons. Once we got there and developed everything, the interest in it just kind of been there, done that.
Yeah, that's because people don't understand. It's not about just going there,
right?
When our country started and they did the westward expansion, it wasn't just because we could say we went west. It was because of all the resources.
Yeah.
And now we have resources on the moon, you know.
No argument here. I had not read that article, and I didn't know that there, I mean, I know there's a, I know that there is speculation that there is water somewhere there. And that,
yeah, it's there.
And that they wanted to be able to develop like a substation for, I mean, this is the way it's always been. Going all the way back to the Wright brothers, they started with a kite. And then they made the kite better. And then they put a motor on the kite. And then they made the wings of the kite with the motor on it better. And they went farther and longer. Okay, and then the airline industry developed. And, okay, then we started going to the moon. But first, we had to at least rotate around the planet, the Earth. Then we had to get two people to do it. Then we had to practice docking and so on. So, I mean, this is the way it's always been. To get to Mars, first thing we got to do is go back to the moon. Then we probably need to find some way to travel to and land upon some other terrestrial body like a comet or something.
And well, then
we need to solve the problem of how we're going to be able to be in space that long to get to and from Mars without dying of cancer or whatever.
Well, see, the watering hole in space is the moon. There's ice, and they know there's H2O.
Yeah.
And H2O has hydrogen.
Yes.
H2O.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, hydrogen is what they use to make the fuel. So they can actually make fuel on the moon.
Yes.
To go back to Earth. Or to go back out farther.
Yes. That is how the submarines stay down so long. They electrolyze the water, the seawater, and they breathe the oxygen, and they use the hydrogen for fuel in their nuclear rods.
There it is.
Yeah.
And so what it is the moon will become a fueling station then for Mars. And so it's really kind of opening up. And, you know, hopefully I'll live long enough to see helium-3 come back and I'll get a raise, you know, in my bills.
I remember when they went to the moon in the first place. We didn't have these newfangled computers. No siree.
I watched Walter Cronkite say, man on the moon. Man on the moon, you know. That was something. That was really something. I remember watching a black and white TV. My parents woke us up and called us in. They're on the moon.
Woke us up too because it was late at night, and then we had to go out on the back porch with the binoculars and look up at the moon and try to see him and marvel that a human being is on that moon.
I was in my
blurry eyes. Mom, I don't see anything. I want to go back to bed.
It was an exciting time, you know, on the old Zenith black and white TV.
Was it, and the screen was grainy, and I'm like, okay, Daddy, are they on the moon yet? Have they stepped? No, they're still climbing down the ladder. Daddy, what's taking them so long to climb down that ladder? It's not that far. Well, I got to make sure it doesn't fall. Well, if the ship would have fallen through, they're not going to fall through. I knew all that at my tender age. I was more impressed with the splashdown when they came back. To me was more impressive than the actual, because the footage wasn't very good. They've got much better footage now than they used to, but
it was very exciting, first time thing, and it was the beginning. But I think we're going to go. I think it's going to benefit us as a country.
Oh, it always does.
And so
it always does.
I think people should support it.
Space exploration did so much for. I mean, if you sat down and counted all the ways space exploration has improved the lives of everybody on the planet, there's no question. Not just the intercontinental ballistic missiles, but just the development of better rocket engines, the microwave, the development of better computers, the development of better telemetry and better satellites, and some of the, I mean, I use in my diving hobby technology that was developed in space for the space program. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah, and I think, they do medical, there'll be medical breakthroughs, there'll be a lot of things they can do that they're learning. So I just think it's worth, the public should support, space exploration, and I really like the mining angle of it as well, and the fact that Trump signed an executive order concerning, United States mining on the moon. I think that's really awesome. And
until the miners' union gets a hold of it and they all go on strike. So,
then we can say, I remember the mine strike on the moon.
All right, Craig. Good stuff. Thanks a lot for calling and for joining in the conversation on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. My. What rabbit holes we do go down, but that's okay on Freedom 96.9. You want to do the same? Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hey, Lee.
Hi. What's your name?
Hey, this is Shane. Shane, Oklahoma City. How are you?
I'm good, Shane. Go ahead.
Well, so I could not disagree more with that last caller.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
You don't want to go mining?
Not on the moon.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
So I think that, I mean, it's great. Yeah, let's go get all these minerals and whatever. But you can't play around with the moon. And
okay.
People forget how intricate and how delicate this whole solar system is. If we start dorking around on the moon and we start altering its composition and we lose it, we're all dead.
No tides.
No tides. The Earth tilts off its axis more than it already is.
No blue moon.
It's going to be back. Stop screwing with the moon.
No, not that one. This one. Yeah. All right. We won't screw. Won't screw with the moon, Shane. Thanks a lot for the call on 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Usually when you start seeing the water damage on the drywall, it's a little too late. You already have a leaking problem. So what you need to do is, if your roof is at least 5 or 6 years old right now, is to schedule an inspection with my roofer, McRoof, McRoof.us. Here's the number, 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. Have them come out and do an inspection. They'll be very thorough. I like to say they go over it with a fine, not a fine-tooth comb, but a fine magnifying glass. Then, if there's anything that needs to be talked over with your insurance company, and there usually will be with today's insurance companies, they will take care of it, and they'll even go over what they want to do with your adjuster when that time comes. So you're not just getting a new roof, you're getting a fortified roof, because if your roof is 5 or 6 years old, there probably are some code changes that have happened in the meantime. In fact, we've got some new ones about to go in here in the next few months or so. Call McRoof, 405-877-7663, because McRoof is saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Archery hunting season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. I'm Lee Matthews. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. And our expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head into the season with confidence. Don't get stuck by the September rush. Bring your bow in today. While you're here, check out the safe department. We're doubling Browning safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Protect your gear and your firearms with the top-of-the-line safe from H&H Shooting Sports. I-40 and Meridian.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's OkieDokieBakery.com.
Whether the conflict is in the Middle East or Middle Oklahoma, we have the stories that impact your freedom. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
You get news on your TV. You get news update on your watch if it's connected to your phone. Okay, it's everywhere you go. So if they reinforce a mindset and people consume enough of it, they start to believe things are true. This is how the media was dominant in the first Trump term in a way that they no longer are because they've been so widely discredited so many times and they never went back to acknowledge the wrongdoing.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
And I think he's going to walk in there, he's going to look him in the eye, and he's going to say, if you continue this, you will be crushed. Now, do you want to continue, or should we talk? President Trump said to me one day, in negotiating with the Japanese, they walked out four times, and he sat there calmly, and they kept coming back.
Newt Gingrich's prediction as to how the meeting will go on Friday between Trump and Putin, we will see, and I'll be here to talk about it with you. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Kirk is in McAllister. Good to hear from you, Kirk. Thanks for listening in this afternoon.
How you doing, Mr. Matthews? I caught you late last night, but you're asking for somebody that recently moved from Colorado to the great state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
About the pot laws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I just want to give some insight. My number one thing, I'm 64 years old, and I would tell the state of Oklahoma, do not do it.
Yeah.
I retired 40 years out of the oil field, and it ruined our industry.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find anybody to pass a drug test.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then, you know, the government they got up there. So, instead of these medical marijuana shops, you're going to have marijuana shops on every freaking corner.
Yeah.
That's the liquor store. I just felt like I should let you know that.
Well, so, you know, when all of this started, Kirk, years ago, I actually got a hold of a reporter from the Rocky Mountain News and had him on the show. And I said, look, I just want you to give me your take on, because you've been through this in Colorado at the time they were going through it in New Mexico. And they were talking about the medical marijuana in Oklahoma. And he told me exactly what was going to happen, and it happened. He said, yeah, you're just doing medical? Okay, yeah, everybody's going to get a license that wants one. Everybody's going to get a prescription that wants one. And that's going to be fine. But what's going to happen is you're not going to have enough enforcement to keep the mafia from coming in and making a racket out of it, because you're not going to be able to afford that kind of law enforcement without taking not only all the tax money that the marijuana is bringing in, but more than that. And that's exactly what happened. And at the time, I implored people who were with the marijuana industry to make a couple phone calls and at least write into the legislation that they were proposing stipulations for that or solutions for that. And they didn't do it. And sure enough, marijuana board had two inspectors and they had 80 or 90 facilities to inspect on a regular basis. They had to hire several more. That took more of the tax money. And so the tax windfall that we were supposed to see didn't happen. The Chinese mafia that we were not supposed to see did happen, and it's still here. The straw ownership of people being paid to hold the license for the growers while the growers come in and do whatever they want, we've seen that. We've seen small communities have their resources drained, whether it be water or electricity, because these growing operations are coming in and they're taking all the three-phase power. So that if we recreationalize marijuana, I expect that to double.
I believe that you're absolutely right. I mean, mm-hmm. I won't speak names or where I see them in my travels, but I can spot an illegal grow a mile away.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not even getting into, okay, people are walking around baked. I don't care about that. If you want to walk around baked, that's your business.
Right, right.
You know, our homelessness did increase. I saw it increase, measurably it increased. I'm not going to blame that on medical marijuana because Oklahoma has a bunch of resources that we give out to homeless, and we did before marijuana. So,
right.
I'm not going to blame that on marijuana. A lot of people like marijuana. I'm not saying that you will not, you know, if you still want to imbibe in marijuana, that's fine with me. I want it done right.
Right. I mean, it's like I love your show, but I listen to you talk about the Matthews Mansion, but when they passed in Colorado, well, the Charlesworth Mansion, just my wife and I, but we were allowed to grow 12 plants apiece, so we could have 24 plants in our backyard.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. The people with medical marijuana, most of them would rather grow their own because it's easier and it's cheaper.
Right.
So you know, they're avoiding the taxes. They don't have to pay the taxes on the sale of the medical marijuana.
I mean, I just wanted to let you know. I just felt it heartfelt, and you know, and it was like, it's not good for the working community. Companies trying to hire people and they can't hire them.
Yeah.
It's a no-win situation. I mean, like I said, I was in the oil field, and they don't put up with that out there.
No, they don't. And my sister, who is a geologist and lives in Arvada, and my brother-in-law, her husband, who is a geologist and lives in Arvada, they are highly, highly looking into getting out. They've been in Colorado for 30 years. They're looking at moving out. Not necessarily because of the marijuana industry, but because of all the other liberal policies that have seeped into Colorado since then.
Exactly, sir. That was what I was trying to push. I'll let you go, but I just want you to know that you're the first radio show I've ever called into in my 64 years.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for finding us and making the switch, right, yeah.
I'll make it on my way home tomorrow and switch you to media and listen to you all the way to McAllister.
Thank you.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. President Trump is already talking about a second meeting with Vladimir Putin, even though the first summit with the Russian leader is still a couple of days away. Trump will meet Putin in Anchorage, Alaska at a military base on Friday, but today he told reporters certain great things are gained in the first meeting, but it's setting the table for the second meeting. Trump added that he's cleaning up former President Biden's inept leadership, but severe penalties designed to break Russia's economy will happen if Putin will not agree to peace. Trump says he knows where Putin's head is at within 2 minutes of their meeting on Friday. About 850 miles to the southeast from the president's summit, flooding in the Mendenhall River in Juneau, Alaska, has crested after reaching a record level. The National Weather Service says the river peaked at 16.65 feet this morning, and within an hour it was down about a half an inch. America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But I keep telling people love MediShare and they love saving money. A typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom Local Coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. OHP is asking for the public's help in identifying the driver of a white or silver single cab Dodge pickup with aftermarket wheels, chrome steps, and a red Oklahoma tag seen driving erratically on State Highway 33. Troopers say another driver swerved to avoid a head-on collision with the wrong-way truck, causing his vehicle to overturn and seriously injuring both him and his passenger. If you have information, contact Central Oklahoma Communications Center at 405-425-2323. During a traffic stop on Highway 11, a Grant County sheriff discovered more than 200 grams of marijuana, 20 grams of mushrooms, and 4 grams of methamphetamine. Two Colorado residents were arrested and now face multiple charges, including possession and distribution of controlled substances, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia.
Well, Boone Pickens Stadium at Oklahoma State University has been crowned the best college football stadium in the nation by USA Today, topping a list of 136 venues thanks to its stellar fan reviews averaging 4.8 stars. Season tickets for 2025 are starting now at $500 for all seven home games. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
If you have a vehicle to sell, Stevens Ford wants to buy it. And at Stevens Ford, you can count on getting a fair and honest price for it. We're especially interested in trucks right now, but it doesn't matter, car, truck, or SUV. If you've got a vehicle to sell, we want to see it and make you an offer, no matter what make or model. You hear a lot of dealers today wanting to buy your vehicle, but so many of them are national operators that have limited knowledge about this area and the true value of your vehicle. And here's another very important point. If you have an unpaid balance on your vehicle, some dealers will delay paying off that balance for weeks and sometimes months, and that can destroy your good credit. Stevens Ford, on the other hand, will pay it off immediately. So give us a call or come on in. We'll make you a fair and honest offer within 10 minutes and pay off your unpaid balance immediately. Stevens Ford, a name you know and you know you can trust.
What do gun rights and tariffs have in common? I'm going to answer that question with our good friend John Lott of More Guns, Less Crime as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Overnight will be clear and humid with a low of 70. Thursday brings partly sunny skies with a high of 94. Thursday night will be clear to partly cloudy and humid, dipping to 72. Expect a breezy and very warm Friday with some sun, then turning cloudy and reaching a high of 96. Saturday will start breezy in the morning with intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 95. Sunday will be partly sunny with a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, reaching a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The Sun Fresh Grocery Store in downtown Kansas City is one of the only grocery stores for miles around in that area of the city, and it's been struggling to fill its shelves despite 10 years of taxpayer money to renovate it and keep it in business. Despite almost $18 million in taxpayer investment over the past 10 years, the Sun Fresh Grocery Store in Linwood Shopping Center of Kansas City closed. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances beyond their control, they are no longer at this time able to serve the residents of this important community, blah, blah, blah. It was the only grocery store around for miles. Neighbor Ryan Beal said he lived across the street from the property and is not happy about it. Sunfresh has been struggling for the past year. Neighbors say employees on the nonprofit development company that operated the store blamed crime and homelessness. The store couldn't survive, though the Kansas City Council pumped $750,000 into the operation back in May. Much of that was to bolster security. There was security at the shopping center Tuesday as a smattering of shoppers came through the doors after a high-profile visit to the center from Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves, who promised more patrols. The department said that it delivered and worked with city officials to increase patrols in that area, to include having officers assigned specifically to that area and that corridor each and every night. Shoppers coming to the Sunfresh store in that area of Kansas City were greeted by a sign saying the store was closed because of crime and homelessness. Homeless people, knowing it was a city-run operation, would go in and steal food. People not wanting to pay for the food because they feel like they've already done it with their tax money would walk right on out. It was in a part of town where no other food store or grocery store could survive because of the crime, and they weren't willing to locate there. It reminds me of that store, I don't remember which one there was, at the 36th and Lincoln in Oklahoma City, and it announced it was closing. And everybody was upset. And everybody was talking to the city council about, we got to get a grocery store in there. We got to get a grocery store in there. God forbid the people who live in that area go to another grocery store. And the reason they were closing was because of security. They kept getting robbed. And then finally, I think a Homeland decided it was going to come in there. And I drove by there the other day, and it does look like it's still open. So maybe Homeland was able to secure enough police protection where they can at least break even. But this is why you don't have city-owned grocery stores, because they're going to put them in parts of the city where they cannot survive and would not be able to survive even in the free marketplace. 405-608-4377. It's The Drive with Lee Matthews. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, this is Earl. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Earl. Where are you?
I'm on a location at Alleen, Oklahoma.
All right. Good to hear from you, sir.
I just wanted to speak up. I hear you talking about the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Oklahoma City years ago, and I'm a truck driver, but I drove a taxi cab for about 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
The northeast part of Oklahoma City used to have several grocery stores, and the exact problem you're talking about is the reason they closed.
Yep.
And the reason that they had a big... I just got to ask, so what are people in rural areas supposed to do? Starve to death?
Well, they don't. They go into town once a week and do big shopping, and they bring a long list, and they go into the Supercenter or the Sam's or the Costco. They get what they need, and they go back out to their remote location. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Walmarts are for.
The thing about it is, I don't understand. It was all this crying on the northeast side of town that they couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that. Yeah.
I'm surprised the Homeland that did agree to go in there is still there.
Homeland used to have a distribution center, I believe, about where that's at.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, maybe that helps. I don't know. And maybe they did make an agreement with the city. Hey, we'll come in and we'll build here, but we need regular patrols from you guys, the cops.
Yep. Yeah. Probably so. Hey, Lee, I got to get off here. Guns for everybody, sir.
You, sir. Guns for everybody. And I'm glad you're listening, Earl in Eileen, Oklahoma, on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. I'm usually talking to him about crime statistics, and he crunches all these numbers for his website, crimeresearch.org. John Lott is also the author of the series of books, More Guns, Less Crime. You may not know that he has got a PhD in economics, and he's given many talks to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, and more. He's also written hundreds of scholarly articles about economics. So, John Lott, I wanted to talk to you just about how many economists seem to have got it wrong when it comes to the tariffs that Trump wants to or is trying to invoke.
You know, the thing is, I think most economists are missing a fundamental point in the discussion about tariffs, and that is it true that tariffs prevent some trades from occurring? Yes. Is it true that they hurt consumers? Yeah. Is it true that they go and reduce growth and investment? Yeah. But that's true of all taxes. And so, you know, you have a sales tax. There's trades that aren't going to occur because you have a sales tax. You have an income tax. That reduces the amount of work that people do. It reduces the amount of investments that they make. You know, this for corporate income taxes, it reduces the amount that they produce, and it reduces the amount of investment and growth. You know, the point is everything that you can point to for a tariff, you can all the other taxes do the same. But there's one thing also you have to remember, and that is the size of the disincentives the taxes produce are related to the level of taxes. So if you have a 20% tax, that's going to go and reduce work by, you know, or have a distortion effect that's more than twice as large as a 10% tax. And so up until when Trump was there, the tariffs were about 2.5%. You compare it to the top rates for the income tax. You know, if you add federal and state rates together, the average state, you're talking about 43%. For corporate taxes, you're talking about a rate of about 27%. You know, so those are much higher rates that you have there. And, you know, I don't know what the right tariff rate is. You know, it could be 15% like they're talking about with regard to the agreements for Japan and the European Union. But one thing is clear, it's probably higher than 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do and what Trump has been proposing is that you go and reduce these other taxes where you have very high distortions and raise to some extent the rate that you have for tariffs. And that's, as I said, that's what Trump has been proposing in this, and this is partly what was accomplished with the big, beautiful bill, along with Trump's tariffs that he's been inputting on.
And maybe John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center, but he's also an economist, maybe you along with me, I mean, I've heard all the naysayers and all the economists of the day talk about how this will never work. They all seem to be changing their tune.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, at least some of them are.
Yeah.
You know, it's, look, I have to tell you, if you had talked to me 5 years ago or something like that, I'd be probably making the same things because mm-hmm. it's just, I hadn't thought about, I mean, it seems so obvious now that you say that this is just another tax. But, I mean, it's been kind of an article of faith among economists that you should have zero tariffs. And but look, you know, I'm not thrilled about any tax.
Yeah.
Okay. all taxes create distortions and you want to try to minimize them. And you, but, you know, we have a $7 trillion budget. And so you're going to have to pay for it somehow. And the key there is to try to set up taxes so as to minimize the distortions. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can cut more spending and you can cut taxes, that's great. You know, part of what we're doing is just putting off taxes for future taxes with all the borrowing that we have. But, you know, that's basically the bottom line.
Yeah, it is. We're with John Lott here and talking about the tariffs. And, I mean, even Jerome Powell, I think, is reluctant to admit that he might need to be going ahead and reducing interest rates.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? I think he's been kind of recalcitrant.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the president had maybe been less personal about it, then he might have been willing to drop them earlier than he's going to. It looks like September they're talking about doing it. But the, you know, it's kind of a childish reaction on his part, I mm-hmm. think, to some extent. But look, I think Powell has made a lot of mistakes. I basically blame him or the inflation that we've had over the last 4 years, because he made the decision to go and buy a lot of bonds. So you print up money, you buy bonds, and that additional money kind of reduces the value for the money that's out there. And that's the decision that he made. And so, you know, he has to kind of live with that. And I think he's making other mistakes, too. But I don't think Trump really can get rid of them. There's a value to having independent Fed, but you want to have people who are competent doing the job.
Talking to John Lott right now, the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can read a lot of his stuff, not only on guns and crime, but also he's an economist, and that's why we're talking about tariffs. How much of this goes back to history, John? Because there seems to be this notion that, okay, we had high tariffs prior to the Depression, ergo the tariffs may have caused the Depression or at least contributed to the Depression. After World War II, we had very little tariffs and we had prosperity, ergo low tariffs equal prosperity.
Well, we had high tariffs for a long time in mm-hmm. this country. You know, the 1800s, we had, I mean, that was basically how you ran the government.
Yeah.
We didn't have an income tax then. obviously the government was much smaller. You're talking about a government that was about 2 to 3% of GDP versus a government right now that's about 25% or so of GDP. You know, my own belief is that if you want to have a strong economy, cut back the government more to what it was back, you know, what it was a long time ago. But
sure.
Look, that's not going to happen anytime soon. And, you know, I basically am a Milton Friedman type about what caused the Great Depression. And that has to do with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve dramatically reduced the money supply and ended up causing a lot of problems. And so you had massive deflation that occurred when it did that. I mean, I can go through and basically tell you the story. What happened was when the Federal Reserve was set up, there was a promise that it would act as a lender of last resort for banks if they got into any trouble. Because prior to that, banks were allowed to make deals, contracts with their customers that say, you deposit money in my bank, and you know, depending upon what interest rate, if you want to be able to withdraw the money immediately whenever you want, then we can't pay you a very high interest rate. But if you're willing to go and sign a contract that gives us up to 6 months or 3 months or whatever it is to cash out the investments that we made for you, then we can go and pay you a higher interest rate. What happened when the Federal Reserve was set up, they essentially outlawed those types of contracts, making it so that the banks had to immediately pay off anybody who wanted to withdraw their money. But in exchange for that, the Federal Reserve promised that if banks got into any trouble, you know, they keep making the same type of investments in land and stocks and other things that they were before, then the Fed would step in and temporarily serve as a bridge. Well, in 1929, there was a bank called the Bank of the U.S. where they got into some trouble. And the Federal Reserve refused to honor its contract, its agreement to go and act as a lender last resort. And the bank went under. And other banks then across the country saw that, well, we can't depend upon the Federal Reserve to go and honor its promise. And so what happened was you have all these banks that had money in the stock market and other places that realized we better sell some of this right now, so that we have liquidity, so that we can cover ourselves if there's a problem. The thing is, with all the banks trying to sell their stocks at the same time in order to create liquidity, you had the October 1929 stock market crash.
And
then you had other problems after that that basically just accumulated that problem that was there. And so Milton Friedman, I think, makes a very strong argument that, in fact, the crash and the reduction in the money supply was the fault of the Federal Reserve.
Talking to John Lotz about the economy and tariffs. And my final question, John, is what role does the negotiation that Trump seems to have made with many of these countries about them being reciprocal? You buy this from us and we tariff it, and we buy this from you and you tariff it. Has that kind of changed the game?
Well, I mean, obviously Trump's a good negotiator. I guess the thing that I would just point out is, you know, there is an efficient level of taxes that you can have. I don't know what it is exactly. I haven't done the math to kind of figure out exactly how high the U.S. tariff rate should be. I don't believe that Trump really wanted to go and have, you know, 70% or 50% tariffs or whatever. I think if somebody goes and reads The Art of the Deal, they understand that, you know, you don't go and start off with where you want to end up in negotiations. And so Trump picks these very high rates. It freaks some of these guys out. And so they make a deal that goes and, you know, who would have thought 6 months ago that you'd have countries, you know, Vietnam and others, that will completely eliminate all tariffs on American-made products. And you know, the EU and Japan not only cutting the tariffs on U.S.-made goods, but getting rid of their non-tariff barriers. Who would have thought that that was possible? I think if the people are being honest, I think the agreements that are being made with the EU and Japan and South Korea and other countries, is they wouldn't have thought it was possible.
I can assert that. I grew up in the Deep South around a bunch of rice farmers, and all I heard were laments about how much they would love to sell their rice to the Japanese, but the Japanese were protecting their own industry, and they didn't seem to bat an eye when they opened up the market.
Yeah, exactly.
John Lott, so, always good talking to you, John Lott, no matter what the topic is, and I thank you for joining us today. You can find more out about John at his website, crimepreventionresearchcenter.com?
crimeresearch.org.
Crimeresearch.org. John Lott, thanks a lot, and also check out his books on More Guns, Less Crime. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Texas Democrat legislators are coming back to work. What do you think? We'll talk about that coming up on The Drive.
At the new Freedom 96.9, no fake news, no crybabies, no snowflakes, just our commitment to let freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Got an exclusive number for you, 405-877-7663. It's Lee Matthews, and that's the number to McRoof, McRoof.us, the official Matthews Mansion roofer, and they should be yours too. McRoof will do more than just replace the shingles on your roof. They will fortify your roof, that is, to make it better than it was before. And they'll talk things over with your insurance company. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma. One roof at a time.
The treasure hunt is on at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee as we hunt for Neptune's gold for your chance to win up to $5,000 in cash. One entry for every 50 points earned daily with your Players Club card in August to earn entries for your shot to win. Drawings start every Friday at 7 p.m. only at Thunderbird Casino in Shawnee. Come for fun, play to win. PlayThunderbird.com.
In times like these, you need a strong voice that stands for freedom. That's what we do with 100,000 watts of power. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
As Washington heads on vacation for the month of August, we're all about to send our kids back to school. It's Eric Erickson here. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Silly season takes hold when Washington is on vacation. There's so much to cover beyond the major headlines and the international news. There's a lot of crazy things out there. We'll get to all of them. And I'll take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio with Lee Matthews. Texas House Democrats confirmed earlier today they intend to return to their state after fleeing in an attempt to halt legislative proceedings, which included GOP attempts to redraw congressional districts in the state. Multiple sources confirmed that the absent House Democrats will return to the Lone Star State after fleeing, like they accomplished their mission of killing the special legislative session called by Republicans. The outlet reported to the exact time of the Democrats' return is not clear. It's amazing when you finally get the accusation that, hey, there's a lot of aid that needs to be passed for the people of the Hill Country, and you're not doing it for political reasons because you're out of town living La Vida Loca in Chicago. Well, that'll motivate them to get back. 405-608-4377. Don in Oklahoma City. Hi, you are on with Lee Matthews.
Yeah, just called about the reason why D.C. is such a mess and why the crime problem's so big. I watched a press conference that had the mayor of D.C. and the chief of police.
Yep.
And right off the bat, one of the reporters comes up, there's the chief of police standing there. He says, well, with you know, Trump taking over and all that, could you tell us what the chain of command is, you know, mm-hmm. with the D.C. police? And this woman stood there with a kind of a blank look, and then she leans forward and says, I don't know what the chain of command. So, so then I immediately said, holy crap.
Yes.
And then I started looking at her. She fits into three checkboxes on the DEI.
She does. She does.
She was female.
Mm-hmm.
She's black, and she's a lesbian. You can tell by the hairstyle.
Well, and, I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing. I have read that. In spite of her appearance, I have read that. Yes, that's her persuasion, and yes. I've noticed that too in a lot of the big cities, Doug. I'm sorry, Don.
Yeah.
That the chief of police is usually an older minority female. And a lot of these municipalities are in big trouble.
Yeah. The mayor pushed her out of the way immediately,
mm-hmm.
stepped in there and started spouting off. And I said, I didn't even listen to what she had to say. I just kind of tuned it out. I said, oh, man.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, at least the mayor's position is an elected position. The chief of police is an appointed position.
Yep. That's the Democrats.
Mayor. Yep.
Democrats.
It is.
100%.
And this is the same mayor who cut their budget by 15%. This
right.
is
and
what you
a thousand
get.
Cops short.
Yeah. You reap what you sow. And
yep.
that's how this mayor probably got elected. Oh, I'm going to get rid of these mean old police. You'll be able to go and do what you want to do. Okay. And now here you've got it. This is what you get. You reap what you sow. And the only thing that would be making it worse is if it wasn't in Washington, D.C., where someone like Trump could come in and take it over. Thanks for the last word, Don, and for listening in to Freedom 96.9.